If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Dying to get Paul on that show. That would be quite an event. Now, as some of us know here, Kevin and Bean have a love-hate relationship with Paul. But Paul, as they say, who cares as long as they pronounce your name
you
correctly?
You know, I'll tell you something. I'm surprised and flattered by the attention they pay. I really am, honestly. And I'll think about it. You know, maybe May.
May?
Maybe we'll pay a visit in May.
Is it any wonder the rest of the world hates us?
The fact of the matter is you guys think I suck.
The category is people who annoy you.
As we continue our series on Drive Time Radio in the morning, we're about to show you a morning show team that has no problem saying whatever they want about anybody. Trust me. Kevin and Bean have been doing that, just that, for more than a decade. What are you laughing at me for?
You know they're huge fans of
us. I know, sure. Yeah, they are. For more than a decade on KROQ 106.7.
And now.
You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the f*** happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
Our feature presentation.
This city would be boring without Paul Moyer.
Absolutely. That was the best piece of tape.
We really do
he
need.
Does rule.
In a bad way.
Bad.
He's awful.
Good.
I'm going to berate my my fellow news anchors when I'm an anchor, too, by the way.
Oh, God.
Bean's doing nothing but talking about how he should be a news anchor.
It just hit me. I don't know why. So late in life, I finally realized my true calling, but I should be doing the news.
Well, I will tell you this. Whenever we're having conversation, Bean reads from the paper. But I don't think that's what newscasters do.
Not really.
I mean, I don't think they just pick up a paper and go, hey, who wants to hear about this story? And we go, none of us.
But isn't it really sort of almost exactly what they do? Is they just look into the camera and they say, here's what happened today. I mean, it's just like reading out of the paper. Really? I mean, that's all you do is you sit there with good hair and read out of the paper.
Well, you have horrible hair.
Strike one on the good hair.
Yeah. There's that.
Well, they can fix that in post. You know, they got
they can fix that ahead of time. They're going to need to bring in a whole group of experts.
They got a team. I think they do a little more writing than you're thinking they do. I think they do some writing.
I think there are some guys who do, but I think a lot of the blowhard, you know, guys that we have on the air, you know, guys like Paul Moyer, I don't think they're doing that much.
So you want to be the really blowhard guy?
Yes, I want to be the blowhard. I want to be the low work guy is what I want to be.
The
guy who's out there on the street with his sleeves rolled up, actually getting the story and then racing back by deadline to type it up and put it on the teleprompter. I just want to be the guy who shows up about 10 minutes before and just reads, you know, from your 8 minutes and your half hour, and then you're done.
Yeah. The problem with that, though, Bean, is that you are so hypersensitive to news. You watch so much so closely, and they really got to pretty much dumb it down and repeat
it's
a lot
true.
For people who watch, because most people don't pay that much
and
attention.
And they don't go into details at all.
And it'll drive you out of your mind.
I don't know. I mean, I think
all right. I knew about this story 3 weeks ago. What's wrong with you people? Then you go into it.
I don't think. Generally, you don't see that with the anchors. You don't see them rating the value of the stories. They just
right.
Rate them.
Right. I know,
dude. I'm not in there to ruffle feathers. I'm in there just to make the big payday and work the limited hours. That's what I'm in there for.
So your whole thought is being a news anchor would be less work.
Super easy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But not that you would really enjoy it or be really good at it.
No, both of those things. I would enjoy it and I would be really good at it.
Yeah. I am telling you, there is nothing easier than what you're doing right now. I think they work much longer hours. I think you would be such a baby about having to come in 2 hours before, which they would want you to do before you actually go on the air. Oh,
2 hours. Try 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Let's find out the truth, shall we? Because I don't think it's what you think it is.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting that you should say that, Lisa, because that's one of the things that we're going to be doing today is we're going to be talking to a guy who's actually a real-life news anchor, and we'll find out if my perception is skewed.
Okay. If he just skates into work 5 minutes before.
That'd be so awesome if he was a news anchor.
The thing that I think would make Bean so horrible at it over everything is the fact that an anchor has to be completely objective and not interject his or her opinions on things into the story. And Bean is the most opinionated.
He's incapable of that.
Is totally incapable of not letting you know how he feels about things. You know what I'm saying?
In some way, he would let you know.
This story is very stupid. Next.
It's funny you should say that, Mike, because in the clips that we just heard from the great Paul Moyer over at Channel 4, he clearly is letting his opinion shine through when he's talking about the Kevin and Bean show.
But you know as well as I do that was the end of the show, kind of like the warm and fuzzy fluff piece.
So you expect me to go on there and go, Wait till you see what this goddamn woman did.
Yes, that's what we think. We don't think you could help it. I mean, I think the thought process would go through your head, I probably shouldn't, but you wouldn't be able to help it.
I also think Bean would berate the writers of the news.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I do, actually, for not getting it exactly right or having some little punctuation problem.
Plus, Bean can't say vowels. You got that going on. He's lost the ability
Bean,
to do that.
That's Alhambra, not Alhambra. Can we take it
again?
Well,
tell that to our Mexican friends.
Santa Clarita, Bean says, even though he used to live there.
Yeah.
I did make that error one time in hundreds of times that I've said it.
But that's bizarre. I've never made that error. That's a weird, weird thing to do.
Let me just... a lot of things on my mind. At least I get people's names right.
Yeah, well, I'm not claiming to be a news anchor. Let me just bring up two words, and I think this will just seal the deal as far as Bean being a news anchor. I mean, this will just end it.
Got to be awesome.
Car and chase.
Oh.
You'll have to do a car chase.
Oh, wow.
And it'll be 2 hours.
Yes.
And you'll be ad-libbing and repeating, repeating, repeating. And then you'll start saying, why does anybody watch car chases?
Why are
this
we carrying
news?
Why are we wasting your time?
Oh, that would be horrible.
That's funny. That's you would have to do that.
Car chase. Out.
That's a fantastic point.
He
You're
out.
Right about that.
Yep.
Yeah, they would not be pleased with my coverage of the car chase. Well, we certainly worked hard to prepare a lot of valuable and interesting news for you today, but instead, we're watching this idiot drive down the 405.
That is so how you would say it. All loaded up with hate.
Who's the retard that okayed this for a live shot? Well, I already have to. Maybe they'll just let me do it once. Maybe just once. I can get out of my system.
And you'd have to do like the rain craziness.
Sure,
that they do,
over
you
the
know?
Top.
Ah,
yeah,
it's raining.
What's wrong with you people? Have you never seen water before?
Yeah, that would be Bean.
And the earthquake thing. You know, when we have a very tiny tremor and they all just scream and run for their lives. You'd have to do that.
Well, I'm not going under the desk, I'll tell you that.
That would be funny.
All right. Well, you've given me something to think about, but we'll have to definitely look into that and find out when we talk to our big news anchor.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday. It's the 11th of March. Bow, bow.
Yay, knee pads.
I like it. Yay, knee pads.
Yeah.
Also on today's show, besides trying to get Bean a gig as a newscaster, the Pope has now come out with 7 new deadly sins.
I heard about that on the news yesterday from a real news anchor.
Apparently there was not enough of these, so the Pope has added to the list.
Excellent job.
And that seems bad for us.
Will they make a new 7 movie now?
Ooh.
They could.
That's what Bean would say after the story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm just saying the last one where they had the guy, you know, the gluttony guy, the guy who ate himself to death, and now they make the new one. Would whatever.
Those would be 7 more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's 7 new sins, so now they make one about the guy who doesn't recycle or whatever, you know, whatever their complaint is.
Also, we have 106.7 free songs on iTunes from K-Rock coming up. Your chance to win those. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yes.
Going to talk to Dave, who is the creator of VoteForTheWorst.com.
Yes.
Oh, for American Idol.
For American Idol. Right. This is a guy, I guess they champion the worst person because they would find it funny if that person got the most votes.
Sure.
You got to be behind that guy, Kevin. That's totally how you'd vote.
If I were to vote, which
I'm saying, how you
don't
would
think
vote.
I ever would.
But not so effective this year because the guy that they wanted to be the worst, the guy that they wanted to win, was voted off last week. So we'll find out if that's a setback for them or if that just goes with the territory.
They're just crying now.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike's wife is leaving him.
Well, it's about time. My God.
She's leaving him for a video game, Rock Band, as a matter of fact.
Something interesting.
Yep. Apparently, what time do you leave for work in the morning?
3:30.
Okay, so he leaves about 3:30, and about 4 days of the week, she's not home yet. Tell me if that's good.
Well, if she goes home, it's just Mike on the couch watching the history of the hammer.
I know.
I mean, come on.
You need to find out the history of the hammer.
I would do anything else.
That's something Mike watched.
You guys are assuming that's the History Channel. I think that's a new porno, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that could be.
I never thought of that.
History of the hammer, I think, is some sort of nickname. I don't know.
Well, this morning, perfect example. Left for work, no Jenny.
That's got to be weird.
She's out all night.
Does she?
She's making the right call.
Let you know where she is, or
no?
Do you just have a list of black guys that you can call and find her, or anything? Or
I don't do that. I mean, I try not to be jealous and domineering and stuff. And so I get
that's
home,
that's what we know about you.
And I get home from work today, and I'll go. So, what was up with last night? Where were you at? I got perfect on Queens of the Stone Age on vocals. It was amazing. 5 stars on drums. What is going on?
It's a good band. It's a good game. That's what's going on.
She made a choice. I think probably the right one. She looked at what's more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Between the two options, going home to see my husband or going to my friend's house and playing Rock Band.
Who's just
going to
be asleep anyway, right?
Yeah, you're going to be asleep, clearly.
That's a good call. There's no way that's not a good call on her
part. If she goes home, he might want to have sex or something, too. And we know that's not good.
And it's more of a guaranteed sex at her friend's house.
Exactly.
Also, surprising ways you found out you were fired. You didn't get fired in the typical way where, I don't know, someone calls you into the office and says the words, you're fired. But you found out through some strange way.
They just changed the locks on the door.
Yeah. Didn't invite you to the Christmas party, that kind of stuff.
Couldn't log into your password on your computer.
Exactly. Hey, my password doesn't work. What's going on?
Yeah, about that.
About that. So that's coming up this morning, and we're going to talk to Lewis Black. He's got a new show on the Comedy Central called Lewis Black's, what does that say? Oh, Root
the
of
Root
All
of
Evil.
Evil.
It's like a series, isn't it?
It is a series, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I love him.
First one is Oprah versus the Catholic Church.
So, really?
Yep. He's like Judge Judy, and he's got guys come out and present the case.
That's great.
Oh, so one of those is the root of all evil. One of those wins.
Yes.
Which one's worse?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And don't forget, we're hooking you up with your choice of Xbox 360 or PS3, along with Guitar Hero 3. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Between 9 and 10 when you hear When You Were Young by the Killers.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. But
today, we're going to do the same thing, except it's between 7 and 8 when you hear Cherub Rock by Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, you did tell me, Mike, but that's where that's supposed to go in that notebook right there. So when I look up to the notebook, the page is there.
It's your fault, Mike.
Is it not?
It is, but the reason I told you is because it was in the other room being copied to send a bean. Uh-huh. If someone just brought this in here and did not put it back in the book like they were supposed to do.
Right.
So the one time, really, out of all things, that was...
So your fault, Mike.
Just a message for Psycho Mike. You're an idiot, okay? You don't have any talent. You're not funny. You're a moron.
And your wife is leaving you.
Was that your attempt to be that guy?
Just adding on.
It's 7 and 8 a.m.
Yeah. All right, so everything I told you was false. Between 7 and 8, you're going to hear Cherub Rock by Smashing Pumpkins.
You sure?
No. We'll be right back with Ralph Showbiz.
Ralph Garman joins us in the studio now. What's going on, Ralph?
Relax, ladies, relax. George Clooney. Why is this not working?
Well,
yeah, nothing but trouble today.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got the thing with the turned on.
It's got to be Mike's fault, right?
Yeah.
Just talk amongst yourselves, kids, while
there you go.
We work on that.
Okay.
That work. Was this not ready to go? Is that the situation? Is that the problem?
It seemed like it was in directory.
Start over. 5:50, Ralph Garman joins us. What's going on, Ralph?
Don't worry, ladies. It's just a rumor George Clooney is not getting married.
Really? Yay, knee pads!
Do we have to just take every good new drop and just keep playing it until it's no longer funny?
Yep.
Yes, we do.
What? Here's an idea, a crazy idea. What if we hold on to those drops and play them when they're appropriate?
I thought that was appropriate. I thought the ladies getting excited, thinking about their man George Clooney, I thought that was the time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
Anna!
Pull something doing that. People Magazine says that his representative, Stan Rosenfield, his PR guy, is denying the story that surfaced over the weekend that George was getting married in his Lake Como, Italy home. Apparently there was a restaurant worker there who started the rumor, and it took off across the world.
Nice.
Like wildfire. But apparently George Clooney and Sarah Larson, although still together, not getting married. So you still got a shot, Lisa. Just want to let you know.
Thank God.
Have you heard or not, but Heather Locklear had a busy weekend. Someone called 911 on Saturday night claiming that she was suicidal.
Oh, no.
Paramedics responded immediately and found out that the actress was just fine, and the person who had made the call was not on the premises. TMZ.com says it was her psychiatrist.
Yay, knee pads!
Who made the call, suspecting that her client may have OD'd on antidepressants.
Oh, wow.
Can you do that?
I think it's an obligation. If a doctor believes that the patient may harm herself, they got to let authorities know.
Right.
So apparently Heather not overdosing on antidepressants.
I would have thought it was a funny trick by Denise Richards.
That would have been awesome.
For the reality show.
Exactly.
If you start to overdose on antidepressants, though, at a certain point, don't you start to feel better and then you're sorry
you
took
so
many?
Happy? Yeah.
Jeez, I'm going to kill myself, take all these antidepressants. Wait a minute, I'm not so depressed anymore. Someone help me. I took too many pills. Oh, here we go. We're never going to hear the end of this now. Kristen Bell of Mars and Heroes did a recent interview with Men's Journal magazine.
Yeah.
And says, here's what she wants in a man. She doesn't want a funny guy who needs to be the center of attention all the time, but she is interested in someone who's fast with their fingers regarding texting. She considers herself a text warrior and needs her boyfriend to text fast
That's me! Oh, yeah!
That is Dave. That's King of Mexico.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Dave, not funny. He's got that covered.
Got that?
Yes. Does not need to be center of attention.
No. Got that?
Yep. Fingers of fury just flying over the text board constantly at all times.
Fingerless gloves, fast texting. That's me. Oh, yeah. So on.
Dave's starring in Text Up 2, The Streets, by the way, if you want to see him now.
So excited.
Would you guess that you're the only one that can text?
As good, yeah.
Okay.
Dave is good at it.
Dave's a champ.
He is. He texts during concerts, movies, all the time. Middle of the
day. Driving. Do you ever text with Kristen Bell? Have you ever texted her?
No, I haven't.
No.
Mm. Oh, you're in then.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you
should. I'm going to send her a text right now.
Do that. Say, just read the Men's Journal magazine article, I'm your guy. I'm so not funny and not at the center of attention.
Yep. Exactly.
But a really good texter.
That he is.
Congratulations, Dave. We all couldn't be happier for you.
I hate to say this and feed that fire, but from what little we know about Miss Bell, and we've had the opportunity to have her on a few times, she seems like the kind of person that Dave would get along with and vice versa. Seems like they would be a good couple.
Stop it.
Yes,
I might not have said that prior to him banging Yasmin, but I think he's up for the task now, and it sounds like he's what she's looking for.
That just can't happen.
Of course.
It just can't happen.
There are stars that date regular guys, you know? Yeah, it does happen.
Usually the regular hot guys.
Make it happen.
They're not Dave.
Yeah, make magic.
Make what happen?
Make it happen.
They don't have aquanauts.
She loves me.
She doesn't love you, Dave. Just go away. I'm just saying, usually when a Julia Roberts hooks up with a cameraman.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Danny Motor type.
Right.
They're good-looking fellas, right, regardless of their social status.
Sure.
Dave isn't a handsome fellow.
He's got the no-game game, though, guys. You got to keep that in mind. Have to give him some credibility now.
So by not texting her, she's going to be drawn to him?
No, I'm not saying
Kristen
that. I'm just
touted,
saying.
Big TV star, smoking hot. She's going to respond to the no game game with Dave and the texting. Is that what you're saying?
I think she might, and here's why. She's pretty much a stay-at-home, kind of dull kind of celebrity. She's not, you know, out there doing the glitz and the glamour where you would need arm candy. She's just, you know, hanging out at home playing PlayStation or something.
And you're basing this on your extensive knowledge of Kristen Bell's home life.
That's correct.
I said before we started, based on my impressions of her and the times that we've had her on, and I've read quite a bit about her, that I think they'd be a good couple. That's all.
Look, Bean believes this because this is how Bean talks himself into other women accepting Bean.
Right. Bean thinks he's got a shot with his fans.
Strictly Dave.
Because he thinks that maybe if, you know,
right,
Estelle Getty,
if someone will go for someone like that, they might go for someone like Bean.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's so how it's just an extension of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because they might get along and not hate each other doesn't necessarily mean they make a couple.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
No,
yes,
we won't see what happens because nothing's going to happen.
Yay, knee pads!
That's why he can't be a news anchor. He doesn't live in our world anymore.
He doesn't, that's true.
What planet is he going to anchor for? Neptune?
Well, I think you know it's not going to be this one. It would have to be non-planet.
It's not a planet.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes won't stop talking about how great her husband is.
Well, he's the best,
Ralph. Fantastic.
He's the best. They have the best relationship.
Now she's gushing about his aviation skills. Because Tom can pilot a jumbo jet, Katie Holmes told the Post Chronicle that she thinks his ability to commandeer a large plane is hot. Nothing hotter than pulling on the joystick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ivanka Trump is as narcissistic as her father, according to the New York Daily News. Here's what she does. She sends an assistant over to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Times Square every week to touch up the fingernail polish on her wax figure.
What?
So that it will look perfect at all times.
Ivanka Trump?
Ivanka Trump.
Has a wax figure?
That's a good question, too.
I'm sure they have a apprentice display over there, probably. And they've got Donald and Ivanka and various and sundry other people.
What's happening to those nails that they need that kind of touch up?
Don't have the answer for you there, Bean. You have to send part of your investigative crew over there to figure that one
That's
out.
That's odd.
Just wants it to look top drawer at all times. Mm. Once a week. Can you blame her?
Can you imagine being that person? All right, I'm going to go touch up and fingernail polish on your wax statue.
Worst job, ever. Matthew McConaughey has an idea what he wants to name his kid. According to Star Magazine,
he's going to name it something wacky.
He and his girlfriend, Camilla, are going to have a boy. And, I'm sorry, the actor has a nephew, apparently, that is named Miller Light.
Yes.
Miller, no first name, Light, L-Y-T-E.
No way.
What's up with that?
And Matthew would like to use that name for their child as well.
What?
Miller Light McConaughey.
Isn't that bad form in the family if you, quote-unquote, steal a relative's name for their kid?
Well, maybe he can use Bud Weiser McConaughey. Or Genuine Draft McConaughey or something.
What the
I don't
hell?
Know. But he thinks it's really cool to name your kid after a beer.
That's funny for the first 4 seconds. Then what?
Abs or no abs, ladies. You can't take the white trash out of the boys from Texas. Yeah. That's all I got to say. And Britney Spears has a new gig.
Oh, good.
TMZ.com reporting that she is heading back to television with a guest shot on the TV show How I Met Your Mother.
The end is near.
Insiders say that producers hired her on as a stunt casting to try to keep the show on the air as it's in danger of being canceled. So they need to boost their ratings a bit, and they think an appearance by Ms. Spears will get that done. But you remember how hilarious she was on Will and Grace.
Hell of an actress.
Right. Oh, she's got a gift. Yeah. Let's give her own show.
Yeah, she's a talented actress.
You guys remember how bad that reality show was with her and K-Fed? Remember how
chaotic?
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
You say it was bad, Kevin, because you don't have the movie Crossroads to compare it to like I do.
That's true. I didn't see that.
Brittany should get her own show called How I Met Your Father. Just show her spreading her legs backstage at a concert all the time.
Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby.
Yep.
That's her from Will and Grace.
Yeah.
You can see why she's in high demand in the sitcom world.
Hell of a delivery.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Thora Birch, very talented actress from Ghost World, American Beauty. She's 26 years old today. Johnny Knoxville, our pal with the torn urethra. He is 37 years old today. Pete Droege turns 39. Singer Lisa Loeb. You know her with the glasses. Mm-hmm.
You say, talk also all the time.
Bellworthy.
I think she's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Yeah.
Seems like a bean chick.
Yeah, absolutely. But she's...
We chatted with her at Kevin and Me Dodger Day last season. Remember, Kevin? She sang the national anthem. She was delightful.
Very excited about that.
And Bobby McFerrin.
That guy needs to stop it.
Be happy. The end is near.
We need that guy to make more music. I need more chest-thumping, noise-making, be-happy songs. That's what I need. I have to pull a little piece of that maybe for the upcoming show.
I don't think that...
Because I don't want you to worry. I want you to be happy.
Well, okay.
And that's the kind of song you play to accomplish that.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So first, though, very excited to welcome back to the program one of our all-time favorites, the Grammy Award-winning comedian, author, playwright, always a welcome guest on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Louis Black back on the air.
Hey,
morning,
guys.
Lou. How you doing, dude?
I'm good. How are you? I was very excited to see you. I was going to be talking to you today.
Well, you know, every time you're pitched, we say yes. We always love catching up with you. In fact, since the last time we talked to you, Lou, I have to ask you about a couple things before we get to the big special on Comedy Central tomorrow night. And that is, you almost got killed in Cleveland since the last time we talked to you. What happened, dude?
Cleveland, what happened? Oh, yes! The curtain started to come, the firewall started to come down. And everybody's going, oh! And I, being so present... kind of stood there for about 10 seconds as this thing came toward my head.
Now, you know, it was a prop, or what was happening on stage that almost took your head off?
Well, it's a thing called a firewall. The in old theaters, you know, if there was like a fire on stage, or maybe one in the audience, there's a very heavy metal curtain that comes down. And they were all kind of, and this thing started to come down. I mean, if it hit me, that'd be that. And
isn't that unbelievable?
I wouldn't have had to done this much VR.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have been a hit.
Would have solved the whole problem.
But it's so weird that something like that happens, because you never expect when you're, you know, you're in the hotel and you're getting dressed to go down and do your comedy on stage, you never think, hey, I might get killed while I'm up there. It just doesn't even come to your mind.
It doesn't come to your mind. It doesn't, you know, it's like the thing of like the lights falling, maybe, but they all were backstage. I've worked here 30 years. That's never happened.
Yeah. Is it possible the people of that city just did not like you?
No, Cleveland does. Cincinnati and Columbus, they'd have been trouble.
Okay.
All right. And then one more thing. Since last we spoke, Lou, that was in November. And then December, you really put your life on the line. You went over to where? Iraq?
Kuwait? Iraq.
You did the tour, right? How was that?
That was spectacular. That was like, it was just unbelievable. I've never, the reaction of the troops with 25,000 guys and 13 shows, six days, 7 countries, 13 shows. The response was extraordinary. What I learned was unbelievable. I came back firmly believing I'd like to take 4 years off, go back to democracy, stop for a while, and have a military coup. These guys really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And much more smart. So than the rest of us, and certainly much more so than the politicians, you know, just have them take over, tell us to wake up. We will wake up at 8. We'll do push-ups. We'll do sit-ups. They'll assign things for us to do. Go fill in that pothole and shut up.
Did you have to change up your act a little bit because it's so sometimes negative, so sometimes cynical, that that's not what they really needed over there? Was more?
No, I have a big fan base in the military.
Okay.
Huge. In a way, and they were like, you know, they, you know, I said, what should I do? And they said, they want to see you do you. And and the only thing, you know, you couldn't badmouth the commander in chief, but I'm not going to badmouth him, but I could talk about Democrats and Republicans, and I could promote my candidate for the presidency that said I want Santa.
Santa.
Yeah.
Wow. What's Santa? What's Santa running on?
Santa.
What's he running on? What's his platform?
Yeah, what's his platform? Ho ho ho.
No, that's Elliot Spitzer.
His president is a Dalmatian, and his platform is ar, ar, ar. And that's it. And that's all I want.
All right.
Especially if I'm not going to get the military coup.
Exactly. Louis Black is on the line, America's foremost commentator on everything. We're having him on today because he's got a new show debuting on Comedy Central tomorrow night at 10:30 that just sounds fantastic. It's called Louis Black's The Root of All Evil. Tell folks, Lou, how it works.
It works. We get two comedians tomorrow night. It's Greg Giraldo and Paul F. Tompkins. They square off. Each takes a side and tries to prove that that side is more evil than the other side.
So it's Oprah versus the Catholic Church. Who had the Catholic Church? I have a clip from him.
Well, it's Greg Giraldo.
Greg Giraldo. Okay, this is him telling us why the Catholic Church is the root of all evil.
Your Honor, as a product of 12 years of Catholic school, I will argue that the Catholic Church is the root of all evil. I will do so while feeling guilty and scared. And that guilt and fear, Your Honor, is exactly why the Catholic Church is the root of all evil. Well, that and a few other things. Mostly the boy but...
So you're sitting up there as the judge listening to each side, and then you, at the end of the show, you'll rule on whether the Catholic Church is more or less evil than Oprah?
Yeah, that's right.
Here's the scary thing.
He said, arbiter of evil, Louis Black.
He said, Your Honor, is what he said to you.
Yeah, isn't that pathetic?
That's just not right. That isn't right.
Well, you know, if they're going to bring my governor in for sleeping with prostitutes, then I can be a judge. The best is, yeah, and you'll know this from living out there, the best was the second show we're in front of an audience, and a friend of mine is sitting in the audience, and the woman, 4 minutes into the show, turns to a friend of mine and goes, is he a real judge? And that's when you know.
The answer,
that's
yes.
That's when you know you're on television.
Okay, so that was Catholic Church. This is Oprah.
She wants to have it both ways. See, when she's skinny, we're supposed to be proud of Oprah. Oprah, I'm so glad you dieted and exercised. You lost weight. You look great.
Now, when she's fat, you go, Oprah. You have to love yourself and not starve yourself to conform to some arbitrary standard of beauty.
And they argue about who's worse.
That's so true. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the show is, you know, I get sometimes people really ask very serious questions about the show, but I think the bottom line is it's just very funny. Kathleen Madigan does the show for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, Patton Oswalt and the insane Andy Kindler.
What are some of the other topics that you do this season?
YouTube versus porn. The next week it's Viagra versus Donald Trump.
Viagra versus Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we've got Tila Tequila versus Kim Jong-il. Mm.
That's a great one. That's fantastic.
A tough one.
You know, its time has come.
And I'll tell you what, later on in the season, how about Paris Hilton or Dick Cheney, which is more evil?
Wow.
I mean, come on. Think about that for a second.
Wow. Yeah.
Get your head around that.
It'll be interesting to see if we go what else comes. You know, it'll be interesting to see the suggestions we get.
As the show goes along, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Now, Lou, one more question, and that is, when you rule as the judge, as the arbiter of all things evil, is that the definitive word? Is the conversation then closed, and now
That's
we have
it.
Something we can point to as a precedent, right?
That's it. That's it. It's done. It's wrapped.
It's legally binding?
And it's legally binding.
Wow.
within my twisted universe.
That's pretty cool.
You know, within my universe.
You know what this is? This is just like all of us who say, when I'm running things, it'll be different.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And what I found is a lot of the times you think it might have to do with the arguments, and a lot of the times it really just has to do with whether you had a good breakfast.
How true. Lewis Black, The Root of All Evil, new series on Comedy Central, debuts tomorrow night at 10:30. Please check it out. Lou, always a pleasure to catch up with you, sir. Thanks for coming
it's
on the
really
Comedy
It's really a
show.
Pleasure. I look forward to seeing you guys again down the road.
Thank you, Lewis.
You know, last year on the news, they gave a lot of attention to picking the new Seven Wonders of the World. Apparently, the old Seven Wonders of the World weren't good enough.
Okay.
Apparently, we're always updating for the 21st century. Mm-hmm. And now it's hit Catholicism because there are going to be seven new deadly sins. Apparently, the old sins, the ones we've been hearing about our whole life, you know, sloth and gluttony and greed and stuff like that, apparently those aren't enough anymore. The Pope's got some complaints that confession is down, and we need more sins so that people have more to feel guilty about if they're Catholics.
Oh, okay.
This Pope scares me, I'll tell you that. I don't think we need seven more deadly sins,
He's
do we?
He's very busy, isn't he?
We already have to worry about seven. Isn't that enough?
He says, and by the way, this is an interesting conversation. He says that the Pope deplores the decreasing sense of sin in today's secularized world, meaning that people are doing stuff all the time that should be sins, but they haven't been up till this point, so they don't give any thought to it. So let's create new sins, then people will pay more attention to try not to break them. I think that's what the goal is here.
Good times. Let's say good morning to the Pope. Good morning, sir. Your Honor? I don't know.
Your Honor, yes.
What to call you?
Yeah.
Your Holiness.
Your Honor. No, Your Honor, Vex.
Your Holiness.
In a courtroom. Dumb cop.
This
good,
is, of course,
good morning, Kevin and Ben. How are you?
Good morning, Pope Benedict the 16th. You're at the Vatican this morning speaking with us, sir?
Yes, that's where I live.
Right, okay.
So that's where I'd be. Where would I be? Denny's? Well,
I thought maybe you were taking the act on the road or something like that. Sometimes you travel. Like you're coming to the United States this summer.
Yeah, I'm at Sir Lapsalot now in Bloomington, Indiana.
By the way, the Pope is playing Yankee Stadium this summer. Are you looking forward to your visit to New York, sir?
It'll be excellent. Looking forward to playing shortstop.
Well, I don't think there's a baseball game going on. I think basically that there's no game that day. It's just you speaking to the crowd.
That sounds horribly boring.
It does, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the new deadly sins. Did I characterize your thoughts eloquently? Is that what you're talking about, is making more sins so that your Catholic followers will feel more guilty?
Yeah, we need more shame and more sins in the world because people think everything is okay, that they can do whatever they want. And it's just not the case. I mean, look at the old ones. Everyone ignores them as it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Gluttony, for example. That's a deadly sin, but everyone is a big fat ass.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
that's true.
No, you're right about that. So greed and sloth, anger, lust, gluttony, envy, pride, those are still out there. They're still sins, but you're saying it's time for some new ones for the 21st century.
Yeah, the new seven, we call them.
The new seven.
And we've thought long and hard, and everyone seems to love them, and we're really going well with it.
Okay.
Genetic modifications, you're going to list them or should I?
It's up to you. We can do it either way.
Genetic modifications.
Okay.
Don't mess with the DNA.
Yeah. Okay.
You bastard. With your cloning, with your cell research.
None of that, huh?
None of that. Leave it the way it is.
Okay.
No carrying experiments out on humans. I thought that'd go without saying, but apparently we need to add that to the list.
Yeah.
because too many people are testing mascara on people or something.
That's what it is, yeah. Mascara.
Have you done some research on this?
Don't cause social injustice.
Now, what does that mean exactly?
I have no idea, but it sounds good.
Well, you're the Pope.
Don't cause poverty.
Okay.
How do you cause poverty?
By taking someone's money.
You haven't thought through this, have you?
Yes, I have. Okay. It's all sins, you bastard.
All right, I'm just saying. It just didn't sound like it. All right.
Don't become obscenely wealthy. You two are going to hell.
Like,
you two bastards making all your huge money for this show.
What about the Vatican?
That's obscene.
Isn't the Vatican obscenely wealthy?
Just mind your own business. Your own sinning.
Okay. All right.
Don't take drugs.
Don't take
That's
drugs.
That's one of them?
That's a new deadly sin.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Oh. It's a deadly sin, especially if you're Scott Weiland or someone like that.
Yeah. Now, Your Holiness, I just need some clarification for Catholics who may be listening this morning. Does that include pot?
Of course that includes pot.
Oh, well.
Come unless on. It's really kind bud.
And then it's all right?
Then if it's a good sticky icky, you can go with it.
Okay.
Okay, good news.
And polluting. Stop polluting the world.
Oh, okay,
That's
sure.
That's a good one.
Because we need the world.
The environment, yeah. Sure.
We do.
And the world should not be polluted.
Okay, I think we can agree on that.
So stop with the polluting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your cigarette butts in the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't let your dog poopy in the storm drains.
Right.
Don't pee in the ocean, in fact. Don't even go in the ocean. No,
okay.
Find a bathroom, you lazy bastard.
That's good advice.
So
okay.
Those are the new deadly sins.
All right.
And it's such a huge hit that we're now going to update the commandments, too. We're taking the next level.
Oh.
Well, why would you change the word of God? I thought the Bible is the Bible. That's it, right?
Bible schmeibel. We need new commandments because people are ignoring the old 10. We're going to pump it up. We're going to add some more to the commandments. Spruce it up for the new generation.
Okay. What are the new commandments?
Thou shalt not talk on your cell phone in a movie theater.
Oh, I like that one.
Yes.
You goddamn bastard.
That's good.
Wait, the Pope just said goddamn, really?
I was sitting in a theater watching 10,000 BC this weekend, and some asshole was talking on a cell phone behind me, and I totally missed the part where Adam and Eve came in.
Wow.
I was so angry. I was like, where's Adam and Eve? And apparently I missed it, because it's like, oh, what do you want to do afterwards? Do you want to go over to Fridays and get a Bloomin' Onion? God damn it. No more. Thou shalt not look for love on MTV.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
The reality shows. Have you been watching those?
I watch them all the time. It's a gift from God, love is.
Yeah.
And you people go and you're perverted by being on MTV with that That's Amore tequila schmuck.
Hey, they were making pizzas on their heads.
That's what I'm saying.
That's bad. Okay.
Thou shalt not throw a pressed ham against the window of a tour bus when you're traveling past the Vatican. I have enough of that with your ass pressed against the window.
People do that at the Vatican?
Ah!
Wow.
Thou shalt not bet the Oakland Raiders to cover the spread.
Ever?
I lost my ass last season on that.
Yeah, that's good advice,
no
Your
more
Holiness.
Anyone.
Are you a Raider fan or do you just like to bet?
I'm just a big gambler.
Okay, good.
Thou shalt not pick all of the cashews out of a can of mixed nuts.
Oh.
I hate that when I go into the can and someone's got all the cashews already. But a nut with his peanuts.
Doesn't it seem odd?
I hate the peanuts!
That you're making new commandments just because people are annoying you?
Mein Fuhrer, I'm coming!
Wait a second, hold on.
And this one's just for the ladies.
Okay.
Thou shalt shave your crotch.
Shave your crotch?
For God's sake.
Why would you care?
Seems a little extreme for you.
No, look, I go down to the Italian Riviera to relax on the vacation.
Right.
And a girl walks by in a bikini, and it looks like she's got bougainvillea growing between her legs.
Oh.
Well, for God's sakes, a little maintenance wouldn't kill you. Hey, Rapunzel, don't let down your hair. How about a little help? I'm a pope. All I get is a looky-looky once in a while, a girl in a bikini, and next thing you know, Chewbacca's nesting between her legs. Would it hurt you to pick up a Gillette shaver? Get the Venus something. Do a little grooming. Have some self-respect. God gave you a vagina. Take care of it. Don't let it go all loosey-goosey.
All right, I think we got it.
You That's...
As you know, Tuesday is New Music Tuesday here in the United States of America. You can keep listening to K-Rock for updates on all the new releases or go to K-Rock.com. Take a look at the K-Rock iTunes page. And every Tuesday we give you a fantastic prize. It's 106.7 free songs on iTunes from K-Rock. Give me the big music as we prepare to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067-4. I in the title.
Loading up songs that you need. Put them all on your iPod. Got a bunch, but now you want some for free. Well, you'll get them if you win this game. It's the I in the title. It's the name of the song. Can you tell us the tune that we are playing? I bet you'll feel like an asshole if we tell you you're wrong.
You were wondering whatever happened to William Hung from American Idol. We've now got it working back at the Kevin Bean Jingle Factory. All right, here's the way the game is played, and it couldn't be more simple. We're going to play a little piece of a song that you've heard here on K-Rock. It has I in the title, either the letter I or the word I or E-Y-E. One of those two I's is in the title. All you have to do is give us title and artist of the song you're hearing. You go into the drawing to win the free songs. Who's our first contestant?
All right, let's begin with Matt in Lake Forest. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Lisa May.
Hi, Matt.
You ready for I in the title?
I hope so.
Here is your song.
Okay, title and artist, what do you think?
Oh,
you sound surprised that we went back to you.
I do. I thought you were going to...
Okay, you know the artist.
I am at a loss.
You don't know the artist?
Aww. I Am at a Loss is a great guess, but no, the song is just called I, and it's by Smashing Pumpkins. Thanks for playing, though.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Well,
let's go to Tyler in Irwindale. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. You ready for your song?
Absolutely.
All right. I want to let go of the pain I felt so long. That's a short one there.
Somewhere I Belong, Linkin Park.
Yes, nicely done. You go in the drawing.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Art in La Puente. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, guys.
Ready for your I in the title?
Yep.
There you go.
Hello.
That's not a good sign.
We're still here.
Oh, yeah, that was the Ramones. I Want to Be Sedated.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, I would have bet against that. Okay.
See, now we're on a roll here. Two in a row. Well done. You hang on. We'll find out if you win. Philip is in Riverside on the Kevin Bean Show. Philip, listen up. Here's your I in the title.
All right. I've been waiting for the silence all night long. It's just a matter of time.
All right. Title artist.
I hate this damn song. I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually Silver Sun Pickups is the band. The song's called Lazy Eye, but thanks for playing. We got time for a couple more. Jason is in Riverside on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Jason. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Listen up. Title and artist. Local, I'm just another local kid from the street getting paid for my vocals.
Here is something you can't understand. Is that Rage?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, that is called...
looking for. That's nice try, though. Thanks.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, I could just
Jason seems surprised that we got the right answer.
Let's go to Alex right. in El Monte. Oh, do we have time for one more?
One more, sure. Right.
Alex in El Monte. Good morning.
Hello.
All right, you ready for your song, I in the title?
Sure.
There you go. Sometimes time doesn't feel, no, not at all. Just stand still while we fall. All right.
Alex seems a little wake and bake to me. I don't have much hope for him, but let's give him a shot at it.
Switch.
What?
Alex?
He hung up.
Hmm.
Like I said, he could barely dial the phone. He certainly wasn't going to come up with Jack Johnson if I had eyes. All right, we do have a couple of people in the drawing. Who do you have for us, Lisa?
The winner is Art in La Puente.
Art in La Puente. Congratulations,
what's
Art.
What's up, guys?
106.7 songs.
Cool. They
are free on iTunes from K-Rock. Congratulations. Thanks for playing and winning I in the title.
Okay, loud, loud.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:56.
A guy named Dave created a website called VoteForTheWorst.com, trying to screw with the most popular show on television, American Idol, which I know, Kevin, you support very much.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to him coming up after the news at 7. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday morning. What's going on, Argar?
Well, there's new romance in the air with some couples you may not have heard of. Lauren Conrad, for example, has a new man, according to Star Magazine. Star of the Hills has been seeing Dave Annable. You may not know him, but he is one of the stars of Brothers and Sisters. So I think we have Lisa to blame for this new relationship between Lauren Conrad and this actor.
Stupid Lisa!
Dave Annable.
Who I don't is know the he? Name, but...
How stupid is he, Lisa, if he's dating Lauren Conrad?
Yeah, that's not good.
You imagine?
I have a guess as to which character he is. I'll look it up and
well,
get
you're
back.
The
Does
only
he play
one.
Sally Field?
You're the
no.
only one, Lisa, because no one else even has
one
a
of
guess.
Because
no one watches the show.
Show doesn't exist.
Michelle Williams has a new boyfriend, too, according to Star Magazine.
Right.
What? Destiny's Child singer is seeing actor Henry Simmons.
No.
He, of course,
when you said Michelle
was
Williams, I thought you were talking about Heath Ledger's widow.
I did, too.
What's the girl's name from Destiny's Child?
I don't know.
Somebody, I don't know. That doesn't sound right
I
to
think
me.
It may be the same name.
Is
I
it?
Think.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know. Maybe this is a misprint. We'll have to go.
I think it's the same.
Anchorman? Who is it? Who sings in Destiny's Child?
I think it is. It's Michelle Williams.
Same name?
That's
okay.
her name, yeah.
That's why I was a little icky when you first said it. I was thinking, oh, that seems soon.
Moving on
totally
from Heath Ledger that quick, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've been divorced for a while anyway. Yeah. I mean, she can't stop just because her ex-husband died.
He would want her to move on.
Okay. Back to you, Ralph.
Anyway, Henry Simmons is her new boyfriend, who is in NYPD Blue and also can be seen in Shark now. Also, James Woods, okay. He plays his investigator on that show.
That's a good show.
And he's a really nice guy. I had a chance to meet him a couple times when I worked over there in Blue, and he's a good fellow. So I hope they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton Kutcher may have some legal troubles. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but he's got a new show over on E! Called Pop Fiction, where they basically try to punk the paparazzi by staging faux celebrity events and trying to suck the gullible press into believing that it's true.
Right.
Recently, I think they had Paris Hilton out there with some sort of yogi or something dressed up in these flowing robes that's saying it was her new spiritual advisor, and everybody's taking these photographs and asking all these questions about it. Well, believe it or not, Ashton may have ripped off this idea, according to attorneys of Howard K. Stern, from Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, no.
Apparently, Anna Nicole Smith and Howard approached E!, which was the network, of course, that was carrying the Anna Nicole Smith show, and presented them with this idea. What if we turn the tables on overzealous media and have them faked out into believing fake celebrity stories?
Mm-hmm.
They presented this to the network in 2004, at which time they had several meetings with E! Entertainment Network, and then they passed on the idea. Now, 4 years later, an identical program has been launched, and Stern wants some answers.
Hmm.
Anna?
A local Los Angeles judge said in a courtroom, "Are you trying to tell me Anna Nicole Smith had an idea?"
Exactly.
Threw the case right out of court. So I don't think there's any danger in that happening. And Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes would like to apologize.
For which song?
All of them. He told MTV.com that he feels horrible about how he glorified drug use in his songs, but maintains that he never did it to sound cool. It was just a reflection of how his life was. Man, that was just the life I was living in, man.
Sure.
My art reflects my life, man.
Is he apologizing for it or is he not?
Well, he says he feels bad about it.
Okay.
Because he just went in for a second stab at rehab, trying to clean up being hooked on drugs since the age of 15. He says he's recovering from a new procedure that cleans your opiate receptors.
I'd like to get my opiate receptors cleaned once in a while.
I don't think it's code.
Oh. So he's hoping for the best. So we'll see.
I guess you feel like you have a little bit of responsibility, particularly if you have young fans like they do, if you're writing all these songs about how awesome it is to be stoned, I guess. You're worried that people will misinterpret it.
I think that's his point. He's saying he was reflecting his life at the time he wrote the songs, but now in retrospect he feels bad, and he hopes it doesn't influence anyone else to go down the same path that he's been down since he was 15. So,
fortunately, most of us don't care what he says or sings.
That's
so
true.
He's fine.
Today's celebrity birthday is Bobby McFerrin. He's 58 years old today.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Remember how annoying this guy was?
Be happy now.
Yeah, now I remember.
Yeah.
He's immensely talented that you could do all this with your voice is impressive, but it doesn't make the song any more listenable.
Like 2 years straight, the song was always on the radio.
Yep, sure was.
And the message.
The worst video ever with Robin Williams just doing his wacky faces. It's the worst.
How dare you? Everything about that song is perfect. The song, the video.
Ironically, that song makes me sad, though. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, Bean, I don't get the sense there's a lot of joy running rampant over in Clown Town anyway. So maybe you could use a little Don't Worry, Be Happy. Lisa Loeb is 40 years old today. Pete Droege turns 39. Johnny Knoxville turns 37. His new urethra is 6 months. And Thora Birch from Ghost World, American Beauty, and other feature films. She is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, you're missing out on American Idol, I got to tell you. You're missing out by not watching it. It's the most fun part of the week for me.
No, it's a bad show. It has bad music. It's karaoke. I'm not drunk. I don't like the music they pick. I'm
all right, well, maybe your new friend Dave, who we have spoken with in the past from VoteForTheWorst.com, maybe he can convince you otherwise. Maybe he can show you there's a way to watch American Idol, even if you hate it. Good morning, Dave. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Exactly. That's the point, is you watch American Idol and make fun of it. So
and make fun of it, right. And then berate all of your friends who insist on watching it and pretending it's good, right, Dave?
Exactly.
But wait, I still have the option of not watching, right? That's one of my options.
True, but it's way funnier to watch it and make fun of it.
Okay, all right.
Now, Dave, I got to be honest. When I saw that you were back on the radar this year with VoteForTheWorst.com, I was a little bit surprised that your idea that you had all those seasons ago is still going strong. Is the site still popular? Are you still making an impact, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny that the site's just as popular as it was last year. I mean, when we lost our guy last week, though, which was kind of sad, Danny Noriega, he was pretty funny. But we helped Amanda Overmeyer, so hopefully this week we'll see what's going on with that. But, you know, all these scandals that are coming out this year kind of have originated from our website, so I guess that shows that we still have some kind of power, I guess.
Wait, now, are you telling me that, for instance, when we heard about this David Hernandez and the stripper controversy of his days in Phoenix, that your site was one of the ones that kind of brought that to the fore?
Yeah, what happened is about 2 weeks ago we had heard a bunch of rumors about it, and so we started doing some research into it and found all these pictures, and we were actually the ones that contacted the club's owner and got them to talk to the Associated Press and all that. So we kind of made the whole thing happen, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, no kidding.
How about that? Now, are you a little bit are you surprised or disappointed, or how do you feel about the fact that it doesn't seem like there's going to be any kind of repercussions against that contestant?
I'm not surprised because they're very selective over, you know, what they kick people out for and whatnot. But at the same time, I mean, all you really did was strip. I mean, to me, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, well, if you're going to kick someone off for having naked pictures, he was dancing naked for people. You know, it's kind of the same thing. But, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
It's a pretty fine line, for real. And how about little Danny Noriega, who had the MySpace video about Santa Claus raping your mom? Did you guys have something to do with making that come to light?
Yeah, actually, we're the ones that posted that on our site, too. And then I love how the funny thing is people like TMZ and Perez Hilton and all them, I think they kind of, like, stalk us on our site, and they, like, steal stuff and put it up on their sites. And they're like, hey, look at this video we found. And we're like, yeah, that wasn't you.
How about that? I didn't realize that both of those stories had come from you. That's you must have quite the team that's doing a lot of research into the American Idol contestants, I imagine.
We do. It's funny because, like, I'm not even that good at it, but we have people on the site that are, like, great at just looking into – I don't even know how they do it, honestly, but they find stuff, and I'm glad they do.
Now, of course, your site, VoteForTheWorst.com, is – you're trying to encourage the bad singers to win over the good singers, right?
Exactly. We basically are – our whole site exists to say American Idol is a cheesy reality TV show. It's corny. It's awful. And so, you know, let's just have fun with it and make it sillier. So,
and it's not just about people who technically are bad singers. I mean, you're also looking – like the thing about Danny Noriega, for instance, is he wasn't a great singer. But so many people hated him because of how annoying and how cocky he was. And I imagine that's something that's appealing to you.
Exactly. Yeah, we vote for the person that we think is the most entertaining that the producers would hate to see win. And obviously Danny Noriega was never meant to win the competition. And he came out and just was over the top and ridiculously funny every single week. And we loved that. I mean, when he came out and did Taint of Love, it was my favorite performance of the entire year so far. It was great. I mean, if you look at all the other performances that week, they were boring. And then Danny comes out, and he was awesome. So, you know, that was great.
I think Perez, by the way, called Danny Noriega Danielle Alba, which I think was very funny because no guy has ever looked more like Jessica Alba, and not in a not necessarily a good way. So, what kind of reaction do you get from Fox and from the American Idol show? Do they hate it, or do they just look at it as every bit of publicity is good for us?
You know, I wish they looked at it as every bit of publicity was good press, but every single year they try to give us a cease and desist letter to shut down the site. And
really?
They never succeed because there really isn't anything they can do. They sent another one to us this year in January, you know, saying you're using – well, the funniest part of the whole letter was when they said that that the fact that we were using some of their contestant stuff on our site confused people into thinking that we were associated with them. And
yes.
I was like, yeah, I'm sure everyone's confused about that.
Yes, they are. They think Vote for the Worst is American Idol.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right. This is Dave, the creator of VoteForTheWorst.com, that we have on the line. Of course, there's a new show tonight. Are both sexes singing tonight now that we're in the top 12, Dave?
Yeah, we're in the top 12, so all 12 of them are singing Beatles songs tonight.
No. McCartney, Lennon.
Yeah.
Not Beatles, McCartney, Lennon. That's what they're saying.
Let's talk for just a second about Amanda Overmyer. And for folks who don't watch the show, we're going to play a clip for you here. Now, this is a woman who is talented, but she's very much a one-trick pony. Every single song she sings, no matter what it's supposed to sound like, ends up sounding like this.
Y'all really jealous, don't like looking like a clown.
Now, what's your plan for Amanda? You're encouraging the readers of your website to vote for her and see how far you can get her?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what we're going to do tonight is because last week, I mean, you played her performance. It wasn't that great, but the judges were, like, so excited about it. So
right.
We're going to see if they get really excited about her again this week, we might move to someone else. But we love Amanda, so we're hoping that they don't love her this week.
So you have to pick somebody that it's clear they don't want to win.
Exactly.
Now, what if you don't have a good person? Some seasons there are bad singers that make it amazingly far, and some seasons it seems like they're, you know, not. How do you pick one?
Well, either way, we'll still vote for someone. So it's just, I guess this week we'll see, and especially if Amanda isn't loved by the judges this week, we'd love to vote for her because she was, you know, especially 2 weeks ago, she did Carry On My Wayward Son. It was like one of the most excruciating vocals in the history of Idol, but
excellent.
It was amazingly funny. So
It was terrible. You're right about that. Well, Dave, it sounds like you're having fun. Are you also making money on the site?
Yeah, the site does make money. Most of it goes back into the site because it's a really expensive site to run since it's so popular, but it does make money on the site too.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you ought to check it out if you're the type of person like Dave who loves to make fun of American Idol and you're still willing to watch it, you ought to check it out. VoteForTheWorst.com is the site. Dave, good to catch up with you again, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. Good luck. You guys know the name Elliot Spitzer?
Do now.
Yeah. Client number 9, you bet I do.
New York Attorney General who tuned into the governor. He fought corruption, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He brought down prostitution rings. He promised that he would get rid of all the backroom dealings in New York.
Wow.
He was going to clean up that state.
And
he got caught with a hooker.
Well, sort of.
Isn't that always the way it goes?
Here's what's funny, by the way. When I heard the story come across on the radio yesterday, Governor Spitzer of New York implicated in prostitution. The first thought I had is, oh, he must be a Democrat then because it was with a woman. Because that's how you can always tell. Whenever there's a sex scandal in Washington, if it's with a dude, if it's a gay thing, it's always the Republican.
If
it's a chick, it's always the Democrat, which is true.
Yeah.
But here's what our friend Paul Moyer had to say about the story.
It all began with federal investigators looking at a series of suspicious financial transactions that led to the governor of New York being named as a client in a very high-priced call girl ring. Democrat Elliot Spitzer, who campaigned for New York's governor's top job on a corruption-busting platform. He came into office with a tough-talking reputation, fueled by 8 years as New York's attorney general. But Spitzer was anything but brash at a news conference earlier today.
I've disappointed and failed to live up to the standard I expected of myself. I must now dedicate some time to regain the trust of my family.
There are conflicting reports tonight on Spitzer's next step, with reliable sources, multiple sources indicating his resignation is imminent.
His poor wife, by the way, standing beside him, has got to be thinking, what's this worth to me? Divorce now and get all the money or stay with him and make his life miserable? What should I do?
A little of both, I think.
So apparently, and this is what's fascinating to me, and this is why I was dying to talk about it today. Apparently, he's at the Mayflower Hotel, which is a very pricey hotel in Washington, D.C. He's down there on some sort of business, and he arranges with this VIP escort service, the Emperor's Club VIP, to have a woman sent down from New York, is my understanding. Not even one of the ones in Washington.
Really?
But somebody from New York to join him in room 871. Her name is Kristen. She is 18 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
5'5", 105 pounds. And here's the part, you know, me being cheap and all, that really got my attention.
Sure.
$4,300. $4,300 for 4 hours for one woman. I want an army of Thai hookers for $4,300.
There you better be five Thai hookers.
There better be 500 women coming to my hotel room if it's $4,300. And apparently, I mean, I know inflation is everywhere, but I'm just apparently out of touch with how much this has gotten to cost these days.
Well, she did have to travel. Travel expenses were included.
Which, by the way, I think is also a crime, is that if you cause them to cross state lines.
Yes.
That's what's turning this into possibly a federal
charge,
right?
It's another problem. Wow. But it's, why is it always the guy who says, I'm going to clean up corruption? Why is it always that guy?
I think there are a lot of people, Kevin, who think that it's a crime when somebody else does it, but it's somehow excused when I do it.
But he broke up prostitution rings specifically. I mean,
yes, he did.
How did he not think this would come back and bite him in the ass?
Did he find this one and then go, not going to break this one up?
This one seems good. Apparently, they have women in Los Angeles, and they're very bored in Los Angeles, apparently. They're not getting the calls that they want. So,
oh, really?
Guys, get out there and make those calls. They're also overseas, like in Paris and some different places like that.
Mm-hmm. Montreal, London. Yeah, it's apparently a pretty high-priced escort service. But here's the question I have for you. Is anyone, and maybe he had a relationship with this one, maybe this is why a girl in D.C. wouldn't do it, because he had an ongoing thing with this woman.
Yeah, maybe.
It was important for him to get this particular 18-year-old. But how long could the relationship have been with her if she's just now 18? She couldn't have started before then.
Five years.
It's not like this was a girlfriend of 5 years. Yeah, exactly. $4,300 is – that's pretty pricey for even the best vagina. That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't it seem like it? I mean – I don't know what average
is. Good money right there. Ralph,
Ralph was guessing. He used to work on the Playboy Channel. And he was guessing the average is about $500 for an hour.
For a really nice escort.
Which sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah.
$4,300.
It's $1,000 an hour.
But can I tell you that on this site, by the way, they have girls, and this is really – and by the way, we are going to take your phone calls on the most you've ever paid for a hooker. I think that's the topic on the table at 1-800-520-1067.
You can be anonymous if you have to be, but we want to find out if this is – this sounds way out of bounds for us as far as money.
And I know you're not the governor of New York or anything, but if you've ever paid anywhere close to this, we need to hear what you get for that. I mean, they ought to be making you breakfast. They ought to be rotating the tires on your car. They ought to be painting the house. They ought to be doing a lot more than just having sex.
Why would you want them outside of the house doing work,
B? No kidding.
Well, you know, you got to refract for next time. That's what I'm saying. You get them to do some chores while you're waiting. But
yeah.
Listen to this. Here's what's awesome about this site, by the way, is this Emperor's Club. They have girls ranked from two-star or two-diamond girls, I guess they call them, mm-hmm. all the way up to seven-diamond girls. All right? Now, how'd you like to be one of the girls working for them and you're on their website as a two-diamond girl?
Yeah.
When there are other girls that are 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
I'd like you to send over someone ugly. Oh, we have just the person. Sir, we have just the person.
The top priced girl on the Emperor's Club VIP.
It better be $4,300. There's
more. Can I tell you, she's not even close.
What?
How much?
Top priced girl for a day, and I don't have the specifics whether a day means she stays the night or if it means 8 hours or
24 hours.
$31,000. $31,000.
Does she
top price for the top girl?
Does she get that? I mean, do we know if she?
If people actually pay
That's what's advertised on the site, I guess. But whether, how many takers she gets, I don't know.
Is that like the oil, I don't know, the princes in the Middle East or whatever? They got all the money in the world. They fly over
here.
But still, what could she possibly be or do or look like for that kind of money?
I don't know how it would be worth that.
Or do they just throw that in there to make it look really, really ritzy? you know,
yeah. It's just
no
the
one's
one
ever
that no one really
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their equivalent of the $18 orange juice that you probably also buy at the Mayflower. It's no better than the $2 orange juice, but it makes you feel good that you're in a fancy place or something.
Right. And by the way, he was client number 9.
Right.
Which means to me probably not just a one-time deal.
Definitely
we're just guessing
not.
About that, but
No, they have federal wiretaps, apparently, where they have evidence suggesting that he had been a repeat customer and that they even have this girl, Kristen, talking about how she didn't have any problems with him like some of the other girls had.
Oh.
So, yeah, he was a frequent visitor to this place.
And there were some.
What kind of problems did some of the other girls
some
have?
Some of the rumors were that he wanted them to be not safe. He didn't want to use a condom.
Oh, nice.
Stuff like that, where the girls would say, no, I don't, you know, whatever. Those are some of the rumors.
And
I don't know.
And his wife stood there with him for his press conference?
Yes. Yes.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take one call before we break. You want to do Corrine in L.A.? She's
sure.
on line 7. And then we're going to ask you the most you've ever paid for a hooker and why. And what did you get? Corrine, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Sean K-Rock. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
What's the most you ever paid for a hooker?
Actually, I've never personally paid for a hooker, but I can give you guys a little bit of pointers. My roommate actually happens to be an escort.
Fantastic.
And she gets paid, I kid you not, for one night, $18,000 for a whole night.
No.
Nope.
I swear to you,
to do what?
No.
Well, okay, there's a lot of porn stars that actually work as escorts.
Now, see, I could see a porn star getting that kind of money.
Just because of the fame part?
Sure, absolutely.
And the fantasy, yeah.
And
so, yeah, it's a combination of both, but there's a couple of these porn star escorting services, $18,000, and there's a couple of high-priced profile people that she's actually been with that have paid this kind of money.
And that means famous people that we would know?
That means Charlie Sheen, of course. It always means Charlie Sheen.
But no. Actually, I'll give you a little hint.
Okay.
Let's say there's a certain movie made in the mid-'80s called E.T., a little movie called E.T.
You're being too vague.
Yeah.
Director of that movie, you know?
Well,
No.
We're certainly not going to co-sign on that scandalous rumor and accusation. I don't think that's true at all. But, Corrine, what is she doing that's worth $18,000 a night? There has to be something exceptional about her.
Everything.
Does she have two vaginas?
No. Well, you could put a couple things in.
Yeah, okay, good.
But Corrine, I mean, you can say she'll do everything and anything, but aren't there thousands of girls in Los Angeles who will do everything and anything for $1,000 or $3,000? How does it get to be 18? That just seems crazy.
I don't know, because I guess you can go all night and do things all night long.
And are you saying she's also a porn star?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think that's what jacks up her price. A lot.
Yeah, I mean,
you said
I did.
Hey, Corrine, why does she have a roommate if she's making $18,000 a night?
Well, because, come on, the lifestyle, you don't think people blow that kind of money?
Yeah.
In a night?
It might also be hard to prove your income to buy a house.
Yeah. A little bit.
Wow, well, $18,000.
I would like you and your roommate to join us for the next Kevin and Bean singles party. I'll tell you that, first of all. And second of all, thank you for calling our show this morning, all right?
No problem.
Thank you, Corrine. All right. We'll take a quick break and come back. We have all of the various prices that you can imagine. The listeners are on hold.
Okay.
Including a Tijuana special. So hold on. We'll be. Elliot Spitzer is the guy's name. He was the New York Attorney General for 8 years. Now he's the governor.
Yeah.
And he
for a few more hours, it looks like.
Yeah.
He was cracking down on crime. That was his big thing. He was going to clean out all the corruption.
By the way, if and when he does resign, and that's widely expected, the new governor of New York will be blind. How weird is that?
Really?
Yes. How
that's
bizarre
awesome.
Is that? Yeah. So we got that to look forward to. Good call, Elliot. All right. It's 7:45 on K-Rock. This is Bean speaking. This won't surprise you guys, but I've never paid for a hooker.
Well, you don't have sex. I mean, this is for human beings.
The sex that I've paid for has been the usual way. You know, dinner, a couple of drinks, marrying her, you know, that sort of thing.
Sure.
But we're talking about, he was, what did we say, 18-year-old Kristen cost? $4,000 for 4 hours?
$4,300 for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which seems unbelievable to me. I can't figure out what you're getting that's so much better than what you would get from the $1,000 girl. That's what I don't understand. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we talk to Angel in L.A. on line 6, please. Angel has been or was an escort for 2 years. Angel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Angel.
Thanks for joining us. How about this price? How about $4,300 for 4 hours? Does that seem crazy, way out of line, or does that sound about right from what you know?
No, that sounds about right. I mean, I work in L.A., and I charge anywhere between, you know, $600 for an hour. It can be up to $1,200. And it's not just for sex. Like, I've had people pay for me to go out to dinner $1,000 an hour just to hang out with them in a social setting with their friends. It's not always about, you know,
really?
Getting laid.
So they just want to be seen with a hot chick and make the guys think that he got you on his own?
Uh-huh.
$1,000 an hour for that.
Wow.
So you are really like an actress when you're out on an evening like that.
Yeah, you know, I pretend like I don't know, like we're great friends, we get along, you know, we're dating, all that fun stuff.
Now, you said 600 to 1,200 an hour. Is it just a sliding scale based on how much you hate the guy? Like if he repulses you, you charge 1,200? Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference?
You know, depending on how far I have to travel, what's entailed in it, you know, like if I have to get dressed up, you know, like where we're going, that sort of thing.
I gotcha.
Huh. Now, let me ask you this, Angel. The governor in New York apparently had been with this Kristen girl repeatedly, several times in the past. Is that fairly common where you kind of develop almost like a comfortable relationship with your escort and you request the same girl to keep coming back?
Yeah, the thing is guys have things, when they call, when they're paying high money, you know, like $1,000 an hour, they find something that they like, and when they find what they like, they want to stick with that because they know they're going to get what they want.
Okay.
Because it's safer, you mean, and they know it's good or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Here's the big thing. Like, people, if you want to pay $200, $300 an hour, you know, like the girls that you find on Craigslist, you get what you pay for. You know, like the girls on Craigslist are basically, you know.
Whores.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know if I could say that word or not.
Sure.
Hey, you talk about getting what you pay for. We still laugh all the time about the girls I used to see when I lived in Hollywood back in the early 90s,
oh, yeah.
Driving into work, the $5 for 5 minutes. I mean, you know, I mean, that's about as cheap as you get, I guess.
What, you think? You think there's anything lower than $5 for 5 minutes?
I can't imagine.
Angel, thank you for calling. We enjoyed talking to you, all right?
Thank you.
Bye now. She's going to charge us for that.
I want to talk to Bullet in Orange. He apparently was a pimp, so he gives us a different perspective.
Did you say Bullet?
I did. Hi, Bullet. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Howdy.
Wow. No pimp has ever used the word howdy before.
So
yeah. About that.
You were or are a pimp?
I can be, will be, was, and am, and are. Everything.
Would you say it's hard out there for a pimp?
No, not at all. It's
okay.
Very easy.
So that song is just a lie. We should take back 3-6 Mafia's
Hell
Oscar.
Yeah. I'm both.
All right, talk to us about the pay scale. What's it cost, how much, and for what?
Who are you talking about, me or them?
No, them.
Yeah, like how much, like if I hired one of Bullet's girls, what's the most I would pay for a night?
No more than $1,000.
$1,000 for a night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about these $4,000 girl nights or up to $30,000 for a full day? What about that? What are they offering that's so much different than what you're offering?
Just their beauty.
Yeah.
Just their presence.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well,
thank,
I mean, at some
thank
point,
you,
sex is sex.
Well, that's what we're saying is how good can you be?
I think he's right. At some point, it's just about how hot she is and how long you want her to stay with you.
And maybe it's the fame thing. Maybe it's the porn star thing where they're paying for the fame. I don't know. Let's go to Rodney in San Dimas. Good morning, Rodney.
What's up, guys?
Rodney did it right. Let me just say that. Rodney knows how to do it.
Yeah, I'm a professional here. And
yes.
I got quite a few stories. And I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to talk about my friend. He's a Jew. And it was his goal to go to Germany, as many German broads as he could, and expense wasn't an option. So, you know, he went to the first. He got done. He paid $1,000. And he was just like, oh, this bitch ain't German.
What?
He had to go to the next one.
Are you telling a joke or what's going on?
It sounds like he's telling a joke.
Rodney, we want to know about your Tijuana special because that cracks us up. That's living right there.
Okay, hey, this is the truth, and I mean, the dearest cost is your freedom if you get out alive. But you go there, you know, you pay the money to whatever you got to drive there because this is all expense, even the hooker included. She's only $20. But when you get there.
$20?
You know, yeah, just $20. But the thing is that it goes, the sky's the limit with them. I mean, you want to put your hand on their.
Wow, so if every move, I'd like to hug. All right, $6. Nope, got to pay me first.
So with the Tijuana hookers you're talking about, it sounds like it's one from column A, one from column B, one from column C. You just kind of put together a package that works for you.
buying a cell phone. You know, they say, oh, it's going to be $50, and you walk out the door paying $300, something right. like that.
Oh, I got you. So the $20 yeah. bucks is just to sucker you in, and then you end up right. having to pay a lot more for it.
But there you go.
But the thing is when you get out, I mean, you think it would be guilt-free, but, you know, Jimmy or Jorge down the street is going to shake you down for whatever you got.
And oh, I mean, interesting.
That's true. You don't have to worry about that at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington.
Yeah,
all right.
That's true.
Thanks. Very poorly told, but we appreciate your enthusiasm. Thank you for the call, Rodney.
You see, children, sometimes a man needs to be with a woman. But sometimes when the loving is over, the woman just wants to talk and talk and talk and talk. But a prostitute is someone who would love you no matter who you are, what you look like. Yes, it's true, children. But that's not why you pay a prostitute. No, you don't pay for her to stay. You pay her to leave afterwards. That's why I praise the Lord for prostitutes. Prostitutes, prostitutes, they all.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I do have an email to read. I don't ask for help often. I like to think of myself as a giver. When you tune in here to this radio station, you know, a couple minutes before each hour, I try to give you showbiz news, give you a laugh or two on your way to work or school, and I try to give. But now I need to ask for your help. I need to take.
All right.
And let me read you the following email, and you'll understand why. Dear Ralph, my friends, family, and I are totally stumped. We have been trying to figure something out since Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Wow.
We have a Facebook group dedicated to finding out the answer to this. There are about 75 of us all over the U.S. and Canada going crazy trying to figure this out. And now it's spread to the Kevin and Bean Show because in the office we've been losing our minds for the past 2 hours.
Oh, really? Uh-oh. So when you saw this, you all started debating it too?
We started trying to find the answer and no one could find the answer. It's making us
crazy.
We
want to know, Ralph? Wow.
What movie is this quote from? What are you going to do, spoon me to death?
I know.
Stephanie Ramsey.
I know.
You don't know.
I do.
How can you know? We've been trying to... We
say
all...
it.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood?
That's what the Sheriff of Nottingham said to Robin.
No, he says, I'm going to take out your heart with a spoon. He goes, why a spoon? Because an axe would be too quick. Okay. That's a different line.
Sorry. Almost.
Almost.
I was close.
It was a false alarm.
It's a contemporary film. I can visualize it. I can see it in my head, the scene. Some guy, they're having an argument, and the guy's got a spoon in his hand, and he says to the other guy, what are you going to do, spoon me to death? It's a funny movie. And no one can come up with the answer to this.
I suspect that one of our listeners will have it before your report is even done.
Yes, I do.
I'm hoping, because Stephanie Ramsey and her friends and family have been working on it since Thanksgiving.
Wow.
They've got a Facebook group of 75 people doing nothing but trying to find the answer to this question.
They're not very good, then.
But we're in the other room saying, I know this movie. Is it? No, that's not it.
A couple hours.
We get on the internet. We've Googled it. We've done everything you can do. We're all losing our minds in the other room. So ordinarily, I would just crumple this up and toss it away, but now it's personal. Now it's affecting us here at work.
Well, you're the type of guy who usually can come up with that stuff.
I know. That's why it's even more frustrating, because I'm usually pretty good with this kind of stuff, and I am just flummoxed. I am just dumbfounded.
Wow.
So if you know the answer, what movie is this quote from? What are you going to do, spoon me to death? Please call in 1-800-520-1067. If you have the answer, we'll give you some black porn or a T-shirt or something. We'll find something to send you, because you'd really be helping us out.
All right, let's go to
Mallrats.
Mallrats, he says.
Yes, it's from Mallrats.
From the effing God, of course, who he's...
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
What are you going to do, spoon me to death?
Yeah, I don't...
Because he goes through the whole thing about spooning when they're in the department store. Later on, he tells Jason Lee, what are you going to do, spoon me to death?
Oh, so it's spooning like laying together spooning.
Yes.
Oh.
We may need to call the decider real quick and find out. He would know.
Yeah, he would. It's his film. All right, we'll have to source that, but thanks for your help if that's indeed the case.
We have a bunch of calls on hold, and they all have different answers.
I'm telling you, everyone says, oh, it's Fletch. No, and then you do some research and you relive it. And you, no, that's wrong. That's not it. We've been going through our minds trying to remember what comedy that was from. So we'll take your best answers in the other room, and we'll try to come up with an answer. If I do in the next hour or so, I'll come back just before 9 o'clock, and I'll tell you what the answer is. But it's making everybody nuts, so please help us out, won't you? Al Pacino, my buddy Al, loves light bulbs.
What?
What?
Al Pacino, you heard me.
What kind of story is that?
Loves light bulbs.
Are we playing Mad Libs or something right now, Ralph?
Is he just like us?
According to Janet Charlton, the gossip columnist, he frequently visits a place called Light Bulbs Unlimited here in Los Angeles. And the crew there at Light Bulbs Unlimited loves it when Al shows up. Because lots of times, they say, he'll just slap a $100 bill down on the counter, to buy whatever bulbs he's in town for.
Right.
And then he'll buy the staff a Japanese lunch with the change. He'll say, keep the change and buy lunch for everybody.
Well, that's nice.
Recently, he just bought a bunch of twinkle lights for his patio, they say. But he's in there all the time buying bulbs. I got to tell you, I love a good bulb store myself.
You do?
There's one over on Beverly. I think it's called Just Bulbs or something like that. But you go in there and they've just got so many different kinds of cool bulbs. Sometimes I just go in there and just browse.
Sometimes you go in and just browse?
Yeah, just look around.
Aren't bulbs the kind of thing that you get annoyed because you don't have any more, so you go get one and
no,
that's
but they've
it?
They've got all different kinds of bulbs you wouldn't even have imagined.
But you don't need to imagine them. You don't
and
need
them.
They've
got them. Different kinds of like string lights and things, you know. I mean, I was in there the other day and I found a string of heart lights, heart-shaped lights.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day. So for Valentine's Day, my wife, I strung them up at the house when she got home from work.
Aww.
I had the lights all strung up around her present.
How swing is that?
Okay. How swing is that?
I meant sweet.
That's
like
odd.
How swing is it? I don't know. Let's swing,
swing out of it.
But anyway, I love me a good bulb store. So that's another thing Al and I have in common.
Hmm. Ooh-ah. You have that, too.
I'd love to find a good 60 watt.
We got Stripes, Bill Murray. Kitchen scene. We
no,
got that.
That's the spatula.
That's the spatula.
The Aunt Jemima treatment, he calls it.
Yeah.
With the Aunt Jemima treatment, he's got the spatula on her butt, which she's sitting on the stove.
Not Stealing Harvard.
Stealing Harvard.
That's the,
maybe from that, because I've never seen that movie.
That's the Tom Green movie where he's trying to get his uncle to somehow... They steal
yeah, it's not that one.
Or something to get into Harvard?
And we have We Are No Heroes.
We Are No Heroes?
Which I don't know
who
either.
Are you
know
people?
What that is.
Pick a movie we've all seen.
Wasn't that the Robert De Niro movie with Sean Penn?
Ralph, do they have to pick a movie we've seen, or can they pick the one that
well,
that's from?
I know that I've seen this movie that the line is in, so it has to be a movie that I've seen.
John from L.A. says Zorro.
Zorro.
I don't know. People just call them with random movies.
Yeah, this is no help whatsoever. Now things are worse.
That's
I'm more
right.
confused now than I was when we started. For some reason, Mallrats strikes me as a strong possibility.
Really?
Of all the ones I've heard, that seems most reasonable to me. Because I've seen that movie a bunch of times. Maybe that's why it's making me so crazy, because I can
Could be.
Remember
now,
the line.
You've already ruled out Fletch, because that's one that is a lot of people are emailing and saying Fletch. But you said no on that, right?
We seem Lightning did extensive work while he wasn't working on your show. We've been working
right?
on this, and he did a lot of research, and he could not come up with that from Fletch.
Hmm.
Crocodile Dundee, David emails.
No, that just doesn't
no.
People,
right.
We're looking for the movie this was from.
Don't just say a movie to you know.
Hey, I know a movie.
Gone with the Wind.
I think that they're suggesting that they think that
no!
line is from that
Jaws!
Movie, though. They're not
Jaws!
Just naming random movies.
I think they are, obviously.
Transformers!
There'd be some sort of consensus.
What the hell?
Anyway, we'll keep working on it.
All right, let me ask one more question on this. Because I didn't see the movie,
this
I don't think.
Password
it doesn't sound
Bing.
Familiar.
I don't have any clues to give you.
Let me ask one more question. Is it just a great line that sounds like it came from a movie, or do you know
a
fact that it is in a film?
I distinctly can visualize. The problem is it's all just fuzzy and vague, but I distinctly remember hearing those words uttered in a
feature
film.
What are you going to do, spoon me to death?
What are you going to do, spoon me to death? It does sound like a Kevin Smithy kind of line. Maybe it
does.
Is from Mallrats.
I'm going to go with Schindler's List.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Thora Birch, very talented actress. Uh-huh. In Ghost World and American Beauty. American Beauty, that's what it's from. No, it's not from American
Boobs.
Beauty. She's 26 years old today.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville turns 37. Who'd have thought he ever lived to see 37?
Yeah, no kidding.
Actor Terrence Howard from Crash and Hustle and Flow. Soon to be seen in the upcoming Iron Man film.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very talented dude. What was that movie he's in about the black swimmers? Remember that? He taught all the
Pride.
Black kids how to swim.
Pride.
Yeah.
Fiction.
And the one guy said he was going to spoon the other guy to death.
No.
Did Pride. I saw that.
Terrence Howard's 39 years old today. Pete Droge is 39. Lisa Loeb turns 40. And Bobby McFerrin turns 58. But we don't have time to play Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Sorry.
Sadly. What are you going to do? Spoon me to death?
Don't have it, dude.
What are you going to do? Spoon me to death?
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that's what it's
Fish Called Wanda.
That's what the Nazis say to Ryan before they shoot at him.
What you going to do? Spoon me to death?
Hate this. Making me crazy.
Yeah.
Seed of Chucky.
Yeah, Seed of Chucky. I'm Ralph Garman.
2001 Space Odyssey.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk.
Aladdin.
You walk what?
Cucamonga Heat. Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
So thanks a lot to Ralph Garman now driving our listeners crazy with his stupid quest for spooning to death. But
I've never seen so many different answers to one question.
I know. It's
so
unbelievable.
Funny.
Now, let me say, because lots of people are calling, lots of people are emailing. First of all, set up the quote for people who may be, just be tuning in right now, Ralph.
Listener Stephanie Ramsey sent me an email, said that she, her friends, and her family have been trying, racking their brains, going crazy since Thanksgiving, trying to figure out where this movie quote came from, which movie this movie is aligned from. Okay, they got 75 people on Facebook, a group dedicated to nothing but this, and they haven't found the answer. But the quote is, what are you going to do, spoon me to death?
What movie is that from?
Stephanie just emailed me, said, I have ruled out Fletch, Old School, Uncle Buck, Anchorman, Fight Club, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Wedding Crashers, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Robin Hood, Zoolander. I vaguely remember two people fighting in a kitchen. One was digging through a drawer looking for a weapon and pulled out a spoon.
Okay.
Fighting in a kitchen.
That's what she seems to remember the scene is about. I remember something similar. Two people having some sort of argument, and someone is either gesturing or something, a spoon in their face or something, and someone says, what are you going to do, spoon me to death?
A lot of people are emailing and calling with Robin Hood, thinking that must be it and we're wrong.
But I remember the line from that.
It's a completely different quote.
The sheriff threatens to cut out his heart with a spoon, and then Robin says, why a spoon, my cousin, or something, and says, because an axe would be too... wouldn't be blunt
enough.
Too quick or something. So it's not
all
that.
Right. We're going to go back to the phones. We really want to talk to you if you're positive it's the right answer. We don't need any more random movie titles thrown out, Mike. 1-800-520-1067. But Ralph, let me run the number one and number two email votes by you, and you tell me if there's any way these could be the one, all right? Number one by far so far is Mystery Men. Any thoughts on Mystery Men?
I know that film pretty well, and I know the Blue Raja, played by Hank Azaria, is a superhero whose gift is he throws cutlery. That's his superpower. Mm-hmm. And I know they're having a fight, and William H. Macy's complaining about him. He goes, you threw a spoon at a guy, Jeff. And he goes, yeah, I used a clever line like, sorry to see you leave so spoon or something like that.
Oh, dear God.
And
that may be what's throwing people
They do talk about spoons in that scene and with that character, but I don't believe I remember the line, what are you going to do, spoon me to death, from that.
All of you people that are being tortured over this, you need to take a lesson from me, which is to give up. You don't
know.
No. Don't even try.
Just say, you know what? Never going to think of it. Move on.
I need the answer.
Number two in the most emailed list is Seed of Chucky. Any possibility that that's it?
Seed of Chucky?
I don't know if I've ever even seen the sequel to Child's Play, Seed of Chucky. That's like the second or third one, maybe, I think, in the sequels. I don't think I've ever even seen that.
Well, we got some movies to rent tonight, then, apparently, I guess. All right, let's take some calls if you could help us figure out what that quote is from.
Start with Katie in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Katie.
Hi. I believe that it's from Friends. Where Chandler's dating, like, it's someone that's a hot actress, and they think she's a killer. So when she rings their doorbell, Chandler grabs a bottle of soap, and Joey grabs a spoon. And Chandler says, what, do you get a spoon or a desk? So he puts it down, and he grabs a frying pan.
Oh, you might,
so you're
might
saying
be Friends.
Does
not a movie.
Sound very
from
plausible.
A TV show.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's
Friends.
So something that Chandler would say.
Yes.
What do you mean, spoon her to death? Yeah, this is sort of a Chandler line.
Yeah. Kind of is, yeah.
Maybe we're barking up the wrong medium.
That's why you can't find it.
Maybe that's why we can't find it in movies, is because it's from a TV show.
Could be.
That's
somebody out there has the complete 10-season box set of Friends. Start watching from episode one.
Yes.
Witless Protection.
No! Right. No witless protection.
Let's go to Sean in Glendale. Good morning, Sean.
Glendale. Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi, Sean.
How's it going, Lisa?
Help.
What's your answer?
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
We heard that from somebody else.
Tell us where, tell us why, tell us how.
Can you describe the context to the scene?
Well, I was looking on my phone, and there's a couple of people on the internet who use it at the end. You know, when you leave comments on websites, that's what they wrote at the end. And when I read it, it sounded kind of familiar, so I'm going to go with that.
You mean it was the quote at the end of an email that said, what are you going to do, spoon me to death, Aladdin?
Yeah, you know, favorite quote.
Hmm.
Right. I hate those quotes.
Maybe it is from Aladdin. I have seen Aladdin a couple times. Maybe that's where I'm remembering it from. Maybe there's a sword fight or something that takes place in the Arabian Palace, and he says, what are you going to do, spoon me to death?
Bill on line two says, Passion of the Christ.
Oh,
is that possible?
On,
pretty
Bill.
Sure that's not.
Not it?
That doesn't
right.
sound like.
Okay, all right.
People are not helping.
Just saying.
I would love someone who knows definitively, who can like
in this town,
it.
The person who wrote that line is probably out there somewhere. Please call us.
By the way, all of these people know it definitively. That's the problem. They all think they
know. But they're all like, oh, I remember, or I saw it on the internet, or it's all some sort of vague connection. I got plenty of vague connections. I need some concrete evidence here.
Annie in Riverside, good morning. Yes.
Annie. Oh, it's Tammy.
Yeah. Hi,
okay.
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Put Annie on, please.
Boondog Saints.
Boondock Saints.
Yeah, it's Boondock Saints. Two Irish brothers, and one of the Irish brothers tells Rocco, "What are you going to do? Spoon me to death." He takes out a spoon. They're fighting or something in the kitchen.
How sure are you of that?
I'm very sure.
Maybe it is Boondock
favorite.
Saints.
It is.
It's a family favorite.
I've heard of that movie.
Oh, it's a great film. A
Who's
great,
in it, Ruff?
In it? Yeah.
Willem Dafoe.
Wait, Willem Dafoe's in it. Who else?
Right.
Who plays the young Irish kid in it?
Bruce Willis.
No.
No.
Elijah Wood,
I can't
Dave
think,
says.
I can't think. Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe. I've seen a long time ago. Maybe that's where it's coming from.
Annie, you're positive about Boondock Saints.
Saints. Yeah, I am.
Mm.
Okay. You know what?
Interesting.
We got to get your number, because if you're right, I'm going to give you something great, like some black porn or some T-shirts or a big
No porn, thanks.
No porn?
I pass.
It's not just porn. It's black porn.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Hold on.
Maybe it's Boondock Saints.
That sounds familiar to you?
Yeah.
But wait, don't make up your mind until we talk to Michelle in Torrance. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what do you think it is?
I think it's Joe Dirt, and it's Christopher Walken's the one that says it.
I guarantee you it's not Joe Dirt, because I've never seen Joe Dirt. By the way, I've aggressively avoided Joe Dirt my entire life.
I thought you followed David Spade religiously. Look, what's awesome about this phone topic is we're taking 100 calls and 99
different answers.
Either 99 or 100 of them are wrong. So I just want you people to remember this when people say they know stuff, that almost everybody who calls us on this topic is wrong.
I'm sure the word spoon has been used in lots of lines and lots of movies, and that's where the problem lies.
Yeah, that probably is where there's something close.
I remember something about a spoon in this movie. That's what people are thinking.
But you remember Boondock Saints as there being a scene just like that.
I remember that. It's been a long time since I've seen the film. I remember really enjoying it. I remember the scene she's referring to, and that could be what's jogging my memory.
So you're saying no on Joe Dirt, though.
I'm saying no on
okay.
Joe Dirt.
Yes. Clarify.
Absolutely, yes.
No on Throw Mama from the Train, as
yes.
Lionel calls it.
Ellen! Right? Ellen! What are you going to do? Come here with me! I don't remember that.
How about Carmen in San Gabriel? Good morning, Carmen.
Doing?
Good, thank you.
No, I could have sworn that it was from where Bruce Willis and Matthew Perry in The Whole Nine Yards. There's a scene in the kitchen. I think I remember what he's going after him, and he was pulling stuff to kind of get him with. And I could have sworn he told him that line.
Oh, you know what? That sounds familiar too.
It does to me too.
Yeah,
because he was an assassin for hire, right?
Yeah,
and then he's a dentist and stuff, and he was trying to get away from him, and Bruce Willis is chasing. And I could swear it from there.
Whole Nine Yards.
Interesting. Yeah. That does
and
sound
maybe
familiar.
Maybe because somebody saw Matthew Perry say it in that movie, she thought it was in a Friends episode.
That's very possible.
This is gaining some speed here.
But it does sound like something Matthew Perry would say. And I think Bruce was really very calm and cool and during that fight scene and collected, and he was scrambling through the silverware drawer trying to find something.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's very possible, too, now.
Interesting.
Boondock Saints and The Whole Nine Yards.
What if it were? It could be.
Oh, I got to
sounds
go
like
these
a double
movies.
Feature at your house tonight, Ralph.
I got to go through these movies, start pulling some clips.
If you have just even a wild guess, send it to Ralph at krock.com.
I've got hundreds of emails backed up in my box. Shout it
out! Yep, over. That one's done right there. That's finished. Its song is finished. It's completed, and now it's time for us to talk.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous KROQ 106.7 KROQ. It's 8:30, by the way. 100,000 people emailing about Boondock Saints. That is not the film. Apparently, the line is, what are you going to do? Laugh the other two to death, funny man? Nothing to do with spoons, apparently, in that movie.
Including the Whole Nine Yards.
Including emails from people who were working on the movie. A guy who was in the movie emailed to say it's not in that movie. So I'm going to say that one's off the list for now. A lot of votes for Whole Nine Yards. Some votes for Whole 10 Yards, too. So let's not overlook that.
Never Back Down?
By the way, if that's not out yet, if Ralph has a Netflix account, and I think he might be able to stream that movie to his computer at KROQ this morning. We might get an answer by the end of the show if he can actually download the movie.
Dolomite.
All right. Last night, Kevin, was the worst night in the history of television for you.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
If you were strapped down and watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the 23rd annual ceremony, once again from the Waldorf Astoria in New York. And it's everything that you hate. It's old people talking about old music.
Yeah,
is what
no
it is,
thanks.
Basically.
I was playing poker last night. I did not have time to watch this.
The you know, the Ventures were inducted into the Hall of Fame last night, for instance, the Dave Clark Five, John Mellencamp. But the one we wanted to talk about for a minute this morning was Madonna. And by the way, who would have ever thought back in the 80s that Madonna, who was the Britney Spears of our time back then, would one day end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Who would have ever seen that coming?
The hottie and the naughty.
It's not in the hottie and the naughty. Right. Try to pay attention to what we're talking about now.
No one has seen that movie.
Sorry, Madonna. Right, okay, exactly. Madonna. Sorry.
So they bring out, you know, they always have a celebrity, you know, someone who makes sense in their career, induct you into the Hall of Fame. And for Madonna, it was Justin Timberlake because they're friends and they work together on a new record that's coming out this summer. So Justin gets up and they bring him onto the stage.
To induct Madonna into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Justin Timberlake.
I was a little bit surprised, by the way, to see all the girls screaming at the Waldorf Astoria for Justin Timberlake. That's not the kind of crowd you would expect him to run into that, you know, to find NSYNC fans. But
wow,
they're going crazy for him. Listen to the way he handles it with such aplomb.
Okay, shut up.
Okay, so that's how it got started from Justin.
Wow. I like that.
Unfortunately, that was the funniest thing that he said all night because he is not a talented speaker, and he tried to be funny.
Desperately seeking Susan.
Do you want me to go on with this?
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you want me to go on? He tried to be funny and just is not a good enough actor to be funny.
Tonight is a moment to pause and consider the singular impact of this woman. Madonna has changed the way our world sounded. She's changed the way our world looked. And somehow she still found time to publicly kiss at least someone who I may or may not have kissed myself.
So he's making a Britney joke, we think.
While I was in the audience. Yeah. Of course, you all know who I'm talking about. Sean Penn. They're jokes.
All right, here's rule number one if you're presenting. If you have to explain to the audience that's now booing you that they're jokes, then they're not successful jokes, okay?
It was a bad joke.
Just walk away instead of saying they're jokes. Because
exactly.
Really, at that point, you've so lost.
Yeah. Right, you're sunk. You're over. You're not going to be invited back. Madonna comes out and gives her long and rambling. And this is one thing about this show, by the way. It's on VH1 or VH1 Classics, and they run it to commercial-free. It's 4 hours commercial-free.
Oh, my God.
And it's not like the Oscars or the Grammys where they pull out the hook, you know, 45 seconds into your speech, they start playing you off. You talk as long as you want up there. And Madonna took advantage of that and was up there for no joke, like 15 minutes in her weird, fruity British accent. And started talking about, listen to this. This is angels whispering to blades of grass or something.
There's a saying in the Talmud that for every blade of grass, there's an angel that watches over it and whispers, grow, grow. And I can still hear those angels whispering. And even the naysayers, the ones who said that I was talentless, that I was chubby, that I couldn't sing, that I was a one-hit wonder, they helped me too.
Yeah, she pretty much got the last laugh on
them. Hey, better than his party of one.
I don't get the whole angels whispering to the grass, you know?
She's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really.
This is like,
hey, all you people that said I was fat, how you like me now?
You suck, and I'm good. Well, now it's time for Madonna to perform, but will she?
I would now like to introduce another ass kicker from Michigan, Iggy Pop.
Now, I don't know how the decision was made to bring out Iggy to sing Madonna songs, but it's kind of funny that he did because he's a punk rocker. He's up there with his band, The Stooges, and they rock hard and have for 40 years. By the way, how old is he, Mike? He's got to be 60, right?
In his 60s somewhere, yeah.
Unbelievably ripped, too. Iggy Pop. I don't know how he looks as good as he does. He's another one of those guys on the heroin diet. I don't know how he does it, but if you ever wanted to hear what the Stooges sound like singing a little Madonna, here they are doing one of her early hits called Burning Up from last night's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Don't you know that I'm burning up for your love? You're not convinced that is enough. I'm burning up.
That's Iggy.
That's Iggy.
That's Iggy right there.
I'm burning up.
He also did Ray of Light, by the way, which Madonna seemed to enjoy very much sitting in the front row.
Those are the two songs they chose?
That's the one. Yeah, that's it.
Burning Up and Ray of Light?
Those are the two. Well, maybe it doesn't make sense for Iggy Pop to sing like a version.
That's why you do it. That's the funny thing. I mean, that's why you would pick Iggy Pop.
There'll be an edited version that'll be airing on VH1 in the weeks to come. Last night was the only time that they air it, full length and uncut. But so, I thought you'd enjoy the recap.
Catch the replay when they can edit it down to a normal length.
What are you going to do? Spoon me to death? All right. Officially, it's not in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
It's not in Glitter. Now you're just mocking. Now you're just saying names just to be funny. We're really trying to find out where the line came from the actual movie, okay?
Ralph just poked his head in and said mockingly, I think it was in every movie ever made. It's possible it's in more than one.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520 AFRO. The listeners of K-Rock love our music.
Hey-o, this song is gay-o.
We were talking about cars that have strange bumper stickers and little license plate frames and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm driving on the freeway right now, and there's a car in front of me with a bumper sticker that reads, "Your child might be an honor roll student, but your driving sucks." I'm going to run this bitch off the road.
Honestly, I'm not just saying this to be mean or rude. I do think we're done with this.
They used to make Chuck Norris toilet paper, but they discontinued it because Chuck Norris don't take shit from nobody.
Oh, God. I'd be okay if you didn't do that again.
The Chuck Norris facts, been around for a while.
Right.
Seen it, heard it.
Yeah.
Outlived its potential comedy usefulness, perhaps.
Done with it. Just a suggestion.
By the way, if Chuck Norris were as powerful as people think he is, then Mike Huckabee would be the next president of the United States.
Good point.
And he's not, turns out.
Dude, bro.
Yes.
Bro, bro.
Yes.
Bro, dude, bro, bro, bro.
Okay. Thank you for that.
My girlfriend calls her special reasons her cookie. I like frosting her cookie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Why am I talking like this?
Yeah, it's pretty subtle. Pretty hard to figure out what you mean there, yeah. Dude.
Text to landline. You can get a computer operator voice to read your email to us. This particular one is in love with Bean.
I sent you a text to landline message. I love Bean. I love Bean. I love Bean. I love Bean. I want to do nasty things to you.
So, Bean, you have a computer in love with you. Congratulations.
I'm so happy. Wow.
Lightning, our producer, runs a store called Long Beach Clothing, and he put an advertisement in Skinny Magazine, I believe it was, and his advertising slogan was, Pride Sold Here.
Oh.
Pride Sold Here.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to order some pride. I didn't want that, like, I have hand in the relationship kind of pride. I just wanted the more, like, I'm from the LBC and I'm proud pride. Mm-hmm. I'll take a 2 months worth. If you could just deliver that would be great.
I'm sorry, he doesn't deliver.
No, I think you have to pick it up because you have to sign for it. You have to show ID and sign for it.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. I was just wondering, I just saw that movie Office Space. It had that actor, his name's Gary Cole. Mm. I was wondering, how would you describe him as an actor?
I would say he's good. He's very funny.
Wait.
I would say he's a
good. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? Someone you know or someone you don't know?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, you're a guy who, I don't know your name.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yes.
Yay!
When we were talking to Gary Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:57.
Stop.
Stop what?
Stop calling. Stop emailing.
God, you wanted God's their help,
name,
though.
In God's name and all that's holy, please stop.
You asked.
We're being
wanted
crushed.
Them their help.
We're being, is an avalanche in the other room. We're digging out with spoons.
Ralph, you're looking for the movie that contains the line, what are you going to do, spoon me to death? You're trying to help out a listener who's been, along with many friends, for months now, trying to find out what the movie is. Why are so many people 100% convinced that their movie is the movie if they're all wrong?
I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen so many disparate answers to one question before.
Yeah.
On any trivia question ever. It's insane. My only guess is maybe this is a lame-ass joke that's been used in a ton of different shows and movies because we're getting
I'm telling you, hundreds and hundreds of completely different answers, and everyone is 100% positive that their answer is right. Here's a quick list of just the one we've been able to jot down so far. An episode of Friends, episode of Scrubs, The Breakup, Anger Management, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Shanghai Noon, Mystery Men, Mallrats, Talladega Nights, The Whole Nine Yards, We're No Heroes, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Stealing Harvard Stripes, Boondock Saints, Daredevil, A Fish Called Wanda, Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode, Goodfellas, Casino, Wedding Crashers, Gross Point Blank, Princess Bride, Knocked Up, Weird Science, The Truman Show, Dr. Doolittle, Robin Hood, The Prince of Thieves, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Fletch, and Zorro.
Oh, my God.
Everyone who gave us this answer was 100% sure that it was in that film or TV show.
Are you looking for a listener, Crystal?
Is this the girl who worked with The Whole Nine Yards?
I don't know.
Alex?
Crystal's on hold. Yeah.
Crystal?
Yep.
Did you work on Whole Nine Yards?
Yes.
And you are?
I was the administrative assistant for Franchise Pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're 100% sure?
Absolutely. I can tell you when I went to the premiere, the screenings, that line was like one of the lines I got the biggest laughs in that movie.
In the Whole Nine Yards.
Yeah. Tell us about the scene in the movie. Tell us who's involved and what's going on and how the line unfolds.
It's at night. And Oz is in the kitchen, and he's got, like, a ladle or something in his hand.
Matthew Perry does?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not, are you going to spoon me to death? I believe the line was, what am I going to do, spoon him to death? Because I think it was him and Bruce Willis were getting ready to fight Kevin Pollak's little mob group.
Oh.
That's the scene I think that it happened.
Is it possible that this isn't the one we're talking about, but this is a very close line?
This is the closest we've got
What am I going to do, spoon him to death?
Yes.
This is the closest we've gotten to any sort of hardcore concrete evidence.
Right.
But I just heard Crystal say the words, I think that's what happened. I mean, which is basically what all of the listeners are saying when they call in with their lame-ass guesses. How sure are you, Crystal?
100% sure.
Well, 100% is pretty
I got to pick up this movie, and I'll go through and see if I can find that scene. Maybe we can bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
But if that's the line, and it's not the one that your friend was looking for, then is there another movie out there?
That's the question.
I think in that case, I think that they just got the wording wrong.
Yeah, instead of spoon me to death, spoon them to death.
I think it was also in United 93.
Stop it! Because
the terrorists were up front, and they had a little plastic spoon.
Crystal, thanks so much for your help. We're definitely going to pick that one up and take a look at it tonight.
Oh, cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
6 days, 7 nights on hold, Superbad on hold, True Lies on hold.
Dear God.
Stop it. Stop it.
Let up.
This line cannot be from every movie ever made.
Apparently, this is the most used line in the history of cinema.
Who knew?
Who knew, indeed. I'm so sorry. All right. I opened this can of worms with a spoon.
An update tomorrow then, Ralph? You'll let us know whether Whole Nine Yards pans out, and if not, then we're back on the search again?
I mean, obviously, I don't have time to rent all these films and go through them all, but I will pick up Whole Nine Yards and at least go through that one, because that seems to be one of the top vote-getters, so maybe I can find that.
The mayor of the Sunset Strip.
Stop me! Yeah, Rodney said it.
You got two. Spoon me at that? All right. That's Spoonhead.
9 o'clock on KRQFM passing Los Angeles. I, Bean, have a new career ahead of me, and I know you guys have been hoping that I would eventually leave this show, go off and do something else. I think I found what I'm going to do, and we'll talk to the man who's going to help me make it happen coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
Here's a pretty cool story. Billy Crystal is joining the Yankees.
Oh, good.
He's going to play for the Yankees.
He's a big fan. He goes to all their games.
Long time.
What are you saying?
Yeah. He is going to play for the Yankees.
Right, but he's not, clearly.
He's going to play for the Yankees.
Right. Isn't he like 50
or
something?
He's going to play for the
Yankees. We hear you saying that.
Well, you're playing instruments.
What is the problem?
Yeah,
he's not.
He's playing on the baseball team, the New York Yankees. He has signed a one-day minor league contract with the New York Yankees and will play in Thursday's exhibition game against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
No kidding.
Where
That's funny.
Are they going to put him?
He's pretty good.
Is he?
He's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's still Billy Crystal. He's old and all, but he can ball. He can play baseball.
He will be wearing the uniform number 60 for the game because it's going to be played one day before his 60th birthday.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
I've been waiting 50 years for this call, Billy said. Apparently, he is a huge Yankees fan, has done a lot for the team, and is a thank you. They are signing him to a one-day contract. He's going to be able to play in the game.
I'd like to play for the Lakers when my birthday comes up.
How cool would that be?
You
get
awesome.
A chance to play for your favorite sports team. I would love to line up just once for the Eagles on the line and just and give me one snap.
You
That's
get
all
knocked
I want.
So on your ass. Billy Crystal is going to go right through his legs. It's going to be a nightmare.
Just one. Just let me get in the backfield. Donovan just hands me off one handoff, and I just run right up the gut.
Yeah, you'd
break
die.
Through, run for a touchdown.
You'd break through.
That's
nothing.
What would happen.
You would die.
My femur would break through my skin, probably. I could do that.
You'd get thrown for the biggest loss in the Eagles' history.
Exactly. Loss of 92 yards. I just tear ass backwards towards my own end zone. Going for a safety.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a pretty cool story that Billy Crystal, a fan of that caliber, gets to play for his favorite organization.
That is pretty cool.
That is
it's nice of the Yankees to do that for
yes,
us.
It is. Van Halen is taking a month off. Now, I told you earlier that the shows had been, the rest of the tour had been canceled. But apparently they are taking a month off so that Eddie Van Halen can get help for whatever mystery illness is plaguing him.
Yeah.
Concert promoter Live Nation said yesterday that the 17 dates will be rescheduled so that Eddie's doctors can continue tests and come up with a treatment plan. The tour is supposed to get going again on April 19th in Las Vegas, and then they will play out the remaining dates on the tour. So Van Halen continuing to tour after Eddie gets well from his mystery illness.
Yeah.
You want some bad news, Ralph?
Uh-oh. I don't
Cannon
know if I can handle it.
Torrance is on the line talking about our new theory of whole nine yards. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Ken,
hi, guys.
Up?
Break our hearts. Break our hearts.
What's
go
up,
ahead.
Ken?
Ken.
I have both the scripts for both whole nine yards and whole 10 yards here, and there is no reference to spooning or spoon or anything like that in either of them.
How did you read them so fast?
Just search them.
Why do you have them?
I have them in PDF form right here in front of me.
Oh, you have them online.
Okay.
You got them.
That's the way to go.
On the internet.
Right.
And you did a search for the word spoon, and you couldn't find it in either script.
I even tried searching for the word, just S-P-O, and there's spoon. Only two references to that, and they're completely not.
You were hoping to find SPO someplace in the movie?
Now, here's the thing.
You know, just in case it was like a misspell or something like that in the script.
Now, that's smart.
The thing about that is that could be the shooting script that you have, but sometimes they improvise things on the set that make their way into a film, so the final product isn't necessarily always what's written.
I think I would trust the other girl before I would trust Ken. The girl that worked on the movie?
Yeah, she seemed to have a vivid memory of that event. I'm still going to take a look, although I appreciate you trying to wave me off.
But if anyone else has any ideas, ralph@krock.com.
God, where's that Don Rickles drop, babe? No, goddammit, no.
If there's a movie that you're not sure, but it might be
right,
it.
Go ahead and email it to Ralph just so he can follow up.
No!
Foxy Brown is next.
Goddammit, no! That's what I'm saying. Can't absorb any more movie titles. Cannot. Yeah. I'm all full up.
But haven't they named them all? There aren't any more that they could name, right?
There's a lot of movies out there. That's all I'm saying.
Crossroads.
Stop it. Kristen Bell, late of Veronica Mars, currently of Heroes, has told Men's Journal Magazine the kind of fellow that she wants.
10,000 BC.
She wants? Yeah. Cro-Magnon man says it to a saber-toothed tiger.
Exactly.
She says that she doesn't want a funny guy who needs to be the center of the tension all the time. And anyone who is interested in her would need to be fast with their fingers, as she considers herself a text warrior and is looking for a guy who's equally strong in the world of texting.
Wow.
Have we got the guy for her?
If we only knew a guy like that.
She would explain to a T, Dave the King of Mexico, who is unnaturally in love with her.
He walked in after you originally did the story came in. He's like, all right, guys, might as well just call me Mr. Bow.
Mr. Bow.
Well, he's not funny. He is not the center
Rarely
of attention
the center
ever.
Of attention.
Right? And he can text like a mofo.
He's a texting fiend.
Every second of every day at a concert, at a movie, it doesn't make any difference. He's texting.
And he's a Clippers fan, and so is Kristen Bell, by the way.
Yeah.
True. You know, it's funny, I know you've been to shows with Dave also, Kevin, but I went to see Kiss with him one year, and he did two things during the show. He napped and texted. Those are the only two things he did while he sat next to me.
How did he nap during a Kiss show?
I know, and we were like in the fourth row or something like that. He fell asleep during
Blood's
Kiss.
Blood's being spurted on you, and flames are going up, firecrackers going up
He's
left
Dave,
and right.
He's Dave, dude. He's Dave.
I was so tired.
He doesn't sleep for like 2 weeks. He goes
stupid.
To a Kiss show and tries to catch up.
Kiss is stupid.
Hi, this is Kristen Bell, and you're listening to the Dave the King of Mexico show on the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, we don't Maybe need that. The spoon line is from Kiss and the Phantom of Paradise Park, whatever
Best
that,
movie ever.
That TV movie they made. Maybe that's where it's from. Maybe
Gorillas in the Mist. How about that?
That's it.
Is that what it's from?
Yes, a silverback says it to Diane Fossey.
Bad Ronald. Sends it from behind the wall.
I hate you all so much. Please stop sending me titles. We're never going to find it. My fear is we'll never know the answer to this.
College road trip.
And it's possible just because there's just so many potential answers that we're never going to find out the answer.
Ralph, your computer's on fire.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Excellent.
I can't handle the influx of emails.
Planet of the Apes.
Freddy get fingered?
Are we just naming movies? That's just we're just naming movies, right?
That's what you're doing. Okay. Now. Yes, that's what you're doing.
Step up to
today's celebrity birthdays.
The Streets.
The Spoons. Today's celebrity birthdays. Thora Birch is 26 years old today. Johnny Knoxville turns 37. Pete Droege is 39. Lisa Loeb is 40 years old today. Terrence Howard, fellow Philly boy from Crash and Hustle and Flow, he's 39. And Bobby McFerrin turns 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. What am I going to do? Kill you with a spoon?
Howard the Duck. Three words.
No.
Howard the Duck.
We don't have time to revisit the spoon topic. I'm sorry, Kevin. We have to move on to something else. That is Modest Yahoo on the World Famous K-Rock. I'm so excited because that's the last time I ever have to play that song because of my new career, which is about to kick in probably next week. I expect to be gone from this little dog and pony show and move on to my lucrative new career as a television anchorman.
You know, I think I would make a good president. And
yes, you do.
I can't seem to get much support for that idea. This is Bean's idea. He thinks.
But why not? Why would I love the news and I love television? What is a what? Tell me a better combination of things that are in my wheelhouse than being a TV news anchorman.
Well, first of all, you have the look, and that's good because you have
exactly.
That
thank
hideous
you.
Hair.
Yeah.
That's long and just looks like it's you're just a bum on the streets. At least you got that going for you.
They got. I assume they have people. They have makeup and hair people that make you pretty for
they
the camera,
do,
don't they?
But you refuse. I mean, we go
They're
into a
magicians.
Nice restaurant. You refuse to wear long pants. Are you really going to put on a shirt and tie and a jacket?
You don't have to wear long. You can wear underwear, just boxers, when you're sitting there behind the desk. Nobody can see your
But
legs.
A shirt and tie, dude.
Yeah.
I can wear a shirt and tie. All right. We asked the producer Lightning to line up an expert in this field so we can find out how realistic my dream is. And he came up with Jeff Michael, who, of course, is the weekend anchor on Fox 11 at the 10 o'clock news and the weekday reporter. And Jeff, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great. Thanks for joining us. You've been with Fox for how long now, dude?
I've been with Fox for, about 8 or 9 years, and before that I was over at KABC for about 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay, so you got a lot of experience. You've been doing this for, you know, like 25 years or something. You've been in the news biz, right?
Right, yeah.
Don't you love it when people give you the respect that you deserve by saying, hey, that looks easy, I could do that.
Oh, yeah. What I love is when interns come dressed for work thinking that one of the anchors is going to fall over dead and they'll be asked to just slip right in and do the job.
Sure, that happens all the time.
You just read, right? That's what Bean said.
No, do you really think so?
That's what Bean thinks, yeah.
No.
Well, here's what I think, Jeff, and this is why we wanted to have you on. I mean, this is a fact-finding mission here. I think that there are anchors who are actual reporters who actually do the hard work and make the phone calls and write the story. But I think there are also blowhards like Paul Moyer who come in 5 minutes before his shift and sits down and they spray the fake tan on him and he reads on the teleprompter and he goes home at 11:30.
Which one do you want to be, Dean?
I want to be the Paul Moyer one.
Blowhard.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You tell me, Jeff. I mean, what's really involved in being a TV anchor?
Well, you know what? I think it's what you make it. I think that you're probably right. There are some anchors out there who probably do walk in a little late and read the news. But I think most of us try to do our own fact-checking. We try to edit our own copy, write some of our own copy.
That's the problem right there is that Bean, who is a grammar Nazi, would drive everyone that he works with out of the business.
Absolutely.
You know what, Bean? I do the same thing. And they hate me for that. I'm a grammar phobe. I have all those little books on my desk.
Jeff, you'll agree with me. If you're going to put it on television, what's the harm in taking an extra 20 seconds to make it right?
What?
I mean, that's all it is why say it wrong if you can say it right? I mean, that's all you're saying, right?
Exactly, yeah. But I just don't know why you would want – why would you want to leave your little abode and go on TV for crying out loud?
Jeff, I'll tell you that because he thinks that it would be a lot less work, that he would just be able to show up for 40 minutes total, you know, 10 before, 10 after, 5 before, 5 after, and just walk in, walk out, and be done.
It would be easier than never leaving your house, which is what he does now. How is that easier, Bean?
Look, this show takes a lot of hours out of me, Jeff. I got to be honest. I'm getting old. I don't know how much longer I can hang on, dude. But tell me about your day. Like if you're doing the 10 o'clock news tonight, for instance.
I am. I'm anchoring the 10 o'clock news tonight.
Okay.
Great. You're at Fox 11 tonight at 10. What time will you show up at work today?
I get in at 3 o'clock. I get it at 3 o'clock to do that.
That's not good for me. 3 o'clock?
That's not going
to
work for
you. What do you do from 3 to 10?
Yeah.
Mostly my hair. No, I'm kidding. You know what? You read a couple of newspapers. You go through the wires. You have a couple of meetings. There's a budget meeting.
How much say do you have on the stories that are covered on the nightly news?
How much say? I think that the anchor's opinion counts probably as much as anybody else's. I don't think you have a lot more say.
My man Bean has various interests, and I can guarantee you that no one will share his interests. He will bring up story after story after story, and it'll drive you out of your freaking mind.
So in the meeting, for instance, let's assume I'm the anchor, Jeff, and I'm sitting down with whoever the editors-in-chief are, whatever you've got over at Channel 11, and I say, guys, it's time to revisit what's going on with Pluto. Let's do a Pluto story tonight. Let's give that 10 or 15 minutes on the 10 o'clock news. That's the type of thing that they would just automatically nix. I wouldn't be able to overrule and still put Pluto on the TV?
Yeah, I don't even think that. I think that there'd be about 5 seconds of silence and move on. Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
They won't even nod his way, will they?
Well, and Bean, you've got to keep your opinions to yourself.
Oh, dear God, that's not possible. It's just not possible. He's got to speak up, and he's got to theorize on every story that's out there.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to be likable, Jeff?
Well, they sure want you to be.
Yeah, that's another problem.
It'd be good if women liked you, too, right?
Oh, that's another problem.
Jeff, have you run...
You never get picked to be on a jury. That you know.
Yeah, well...
Oh, that kills me right there.
This time either.
Jeff, have you had any trouble? You talk about the impartiality that's expected of you as an anchor. Have you had any trouble where you've had to report on a story that you've had some problems with the way it was presented, and you just had to kind of sit on it, or has it turned into a fight? What sort of stuff happens behind the scenes?
You mean if I don't like the way we're reporting on a story?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
you know, I think that you if I think that we're reporting on a story in an unbalanced way, I mean, no, I don't sit on it. I have to say something.
Oh, dear God, Bean will drive you people crazy.
Yeah,
oh, he's so it's intolerable. Oh,
well, and Bean, I think you'd have to change your name back to your to whatever
to Gene?
The other name.
That's
is.
Fine. I'd be Gene Baxter. Sure, I'd be fine with that in the news. I'm not married to Bean. All right, let me ask you this. So you've been doing it for like 30 years.
No, let's go back to 25.
25, okay.
25 years, all right. You've got and I have been doing it for zero. You've got a bachelor's degree in mass communications. You graduated in 81, so you've got credentials. I, of course, am a college dropout. I don't know how much that's going to work against me. Realistically, if today's day one, how long is it going to take me to get your job, Jeff?
You know, I think if you work hard, you could probably do it in about 15 years.
Wow!
He has to work hard.
I'm not going to be alive that long.
You've got to start in a small town.
Nope.
Yuma is a good place.
Oh no! That's
I
not
think
gonna
yes.
work for me either.
I think that's a good answer. I think Yuma is a good answer.
But Bean has all this radio experience. Doesn't that count for anything?
What?
Well, there. You know, I think the radio thing helps. I gotta tell you. You know, I just don't think it's going to carry him though.
Yeah. They want you to have some news credibility. Basically, they want you to be able to write a story. Is what you're saying.
You should have some news credibility. Although sometimes I have to, we all sit back and wonder how some people do get on the air. But
Paul Moyer,
not our choice.
Paul Moyer. Now, Bean would have to ad lib at times on long quote breaking news stories in stuff that he hates. Like for example, he cannot tolerate the fact that a car chase is on TV.
Okay. Uh-huh. No, you know what? Bean and I are on the same.
Okay, that's fine. But can you keep that to yourself while you do it?
When I'm on the air, I do. But no, I'm with you on that one, Bean. I hate those things. I think
it's absurd. It's
right,
crazy.
An intelligent person can sound stupid inside of about 5 minutes.
No, it's not that. It's not that he'll sound stupid. It's the disdain that he has for people who would watch that would come through loud and clear.
Here's the thing, Jeff, and tell me if I'm wrong about this. You and your staff work hard all day long to put together a solid newscast to entertain and inform your viewers at 10 o'clock on Channel 11, and then the entire thing gets thrown out the window because a guy's driving a 7-Eleven truck or something down the 405. I mean, that's just an insult to the viewers who tune in who want to see news that affects their lives. Don't you agree?
Oh, you put me in a tough place. I think that's a tough call on our part. I think if people turned off when we put those chases on,
never going to happen.
You would see fewer of them.
Too entertaining. Yes. But see, Bean, here's the thing. You have that idea. I know that that's what you believe. But the guy in your earpiece is going to say, keep going, dude. Just go with the car chase.
Oh, this is this is getting harder and harder the more we talk to Jeff. I want to do this less and less.
Why don't you just be a brain surgeon? Why don't you just move on to that? That seems simple.
Well, it makes my job a lot more secure. So
no, you were never threatened, dude.
You know what, Jeff? Having you on, you may have talked me out of it, and I hope you're proud of yourself for shattering the dream, dude.
Well, hey,
now what about Thompson? His job's easy. Can I just do the weather instead?
Now that's a breeze.
Show up, you're there for 5 minutes, you walk out. It's the same thing every day here. It's going to be, you know, sunny today and 70.
70, yeah.
Right. And Thompson keeps his jacket in the studio. Have you ever noticed it's always the same one?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Jeff, you're off the hook. I'm coming after Mark Thompson next. Please join our friend Jeff Michael tonight anchoring the Fox 11 10 o'clock news. Great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBean Show.
You too, guys.
Thank you, man.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Thanks to Ralph ruining our lives today with his stupid movie quote. We've run out of time for anything else we're supposed
stupid
to be
Ralph, stupid
Ralph,
stupid movie quote. No idea would turn into this.
1-800-520-1067 for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. You get a pair of lift passes to join K-Rock this week, and we're at Bear Mountain on Saturday the 15th, plus a copy of South Park Imaginationland on DVD and Lil Bush, Resident of the United States on DVD, both available in stores today. Why don't we start with Cindy in La Habra, because we got to take the most important call first on Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew.
Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What to do?
Well, what I would like to talk about, I went and got my hair cut the other day.
Yeah.
And they have a new wax lady at the beauty salon.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asking me if I would like to have a bikini wax.
Right.
And I've never had one before, so I'm like, I don't know. It's not summertime yet, you know?
You have an afro?
Oh, don't wait till summertime.
You have an afro down there?
No, I keep the forest neatly trimmed to make it nice and inviting.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But, and then I said, well, I don't know. She goes, well, how about a Brazilian? I'm like, ooh, Brazilian, that sounds like it hurts. And she said, no, not too bad.
No.
Please.
No, it's all good. It doesn't hurt at all.
It's all good. I don't know. Anyways, and so I go, I don't think I want the Brazilian. She goes, well, how about if we just make you a nice little landing strip down there? And I'm like, landing strip? I'm not running an airport.
Yeah. No,
I think it's just an
expression. You are.
Listen, you heard what the Holy Father had to say a few minutes ago. Too much hair is an offense to God.
I heard that.
Now, what's your question? What should you do?
Well, how do you guys prefer? I guess, obviously, you prefer the baby way, huh? Naked?
I'd say Brazilian is the best, and it hurts the least.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to get if you're going to get any of it done,
yes,
you might as well get it all done.
Yeah, you might be surprised.
Really?
It's kind of great.
Okay, really?
Yeah, it hurts like hell. Don't let anyone
tell her that.
But you're glad you
great.
Did it
but
afterwards.
It's so worth it.
How long does it hurt for?
Just while they're doing it.
Just while they're, I can stand that. I had acupuncture yesterday, so I can
just
drink yourself into oblivion.
It feels better longer than it hurts.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All
right, Cindy. Glad you called. Send some pictures when you're done. Thank you very much. Let's move along to line two. We've got Ivan in L.A. Of course, so Ralph, your favorite holiday of the year is coming up on Monday, as you know. St. Patrick's Day, right around the corner.
Tell me.
That's what Ivan's calling about. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, guys?
What's up, Ivan?
What'd it do?
Nothing much. Well, you know that St. Patrick's Day is traditionally March 17th.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
And coming up Monday. Well, technically, this year, it is not on the 17th.
Okay.
Technically, this year, because the following Sunday is Easter Sunday. It is not. It can't be on that Monday of Holy Week. It has to be on the first available day, which is, I want to say, this Saturday, March 15th.
You're talking about Catholics who are actually celebrating St. Patrick, though, right? You're not talking about the rest of us who just drink on that day.
Well, pretty much. But, I mean, hey, you get 2-for-1 there, so I figured go for it.
So you're saying that Saturday is St. Patrick's Day, not Monday?
Saturday is technically in the list of the Catholic feast days of this
year. That's right. But that won't affect you, Kevin. You can still party on both if you want.
I drink on both. Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
I pre-party on Saturday. And then Monday, you go for it. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Lee in Tustin. Good morning, Lee. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
Well, what'd it do? Hey, you got to check the local section of the Orange County Register. There's this fella. He had a corpse on dry ice in his hotel room.
Nice.
And nice guy. He the arraignment picture's in the paper. Dead ringer for Kevin with a hangover.
Oh.
A lot of guys showing up looking like Kevin
what
lately.
What does Kevin look like without a hangover?
How
That's
dare
what
you
I want to know.
Thank you for the call. Enough from you.
We
what are you keeping the body for, Kev?
Use.
Late at night.
That's a good answer. I hope that satisfied the police.
Let's go to Nadine in Los Angeles. Good morning, Nadine.
Hi.
Hi there. What are you going to do? Spoon me to death?
I believe it came out of Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Go to hell.
Malcolm in
go
the
right
Middle.
To hell, lady.
Yeah. Well, we've solved Malcolm it, in the so middle. Now we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Jesus. That's right. Good times.
This quote has been in everything, everywhere, apparently.
Or nothing, by the way, because we haven't had a definitive proof that it's been in one single movie.
I'm
going to
pick
all
up two or three of the highest vote getters. I'm going to watch them tonight, and I'm going to try to come up with something for tomorrow.
Here's what's weird about this, and I'm going to suggest it's not in any of them, because here's what's weird about this. Every time we bring up a question like this, within 40 seconds, we have seven or eight that are all agree on the same thing, and they have the answer. Right. Any other question we've ever asked in our lives?
I'm thinking this is just a joke that people have ripped off and ripped off and ripped off from other sources and reused and reused and reused.
You're saying it's in everything. I'm saying it's in nothing.
I think in a lot of different forms of it are in a lot of different projects. That's what I'm guessing.
But if you have an idea, ralph@krock.com
How dare
is the
you?
Email address. Even if you just have a wild guess.
Yes, and I will forward them all to Kevin. So thank you.
And if you heard some of the answers earlier today, but you're not sure Ralph did, same address,
right.
ralph@krock.com is where you're right.
I'm pretty sure it's not Blackula, by the way. You sent me that one. I'm pretty sure that's not on the list.
I want to thank our special guest on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, Dave, the creator of VoteForTheWorst.com, if you want to make fun of American Idol like he does. Also, thanks to the great Lewis Black for joining us. Lou is going to be on Comedy Central tomorrow night, kicking off a new series called Lewis Black's The Root of All Evil. That airs at 10:30. And I want to thank Jeff Michael from Fox 11. He'll be anchoring the 10 o'clock news tonight instead of me. From the way he described the job, he can have it, as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah, well, that's nice of you. It's good that you're thinking that, because that way he can continue doing what he does.
So many stations are disappointed they didn't get a chance to have Bean perform for them.
Psycho Mike's wife would prefer Rock Band than spending time with Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, that's at least that's
so
her
would
excuse.
I, by the way.
Beer Week in Philadelphia. We didn't get time for surprising ways you found out you were fired. We got a bunch of stuff tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kat Corbett's coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. It's her last show before she leaves for the South by Southwest, so stick around for that. She's got Ludo's new one called Love Me Dead, also Linkin Park, White Stripes, and more after this on